ABC News, good morning. I'm Richard Davies. They want lower taxes, big government spending reductions with cuts for entitlement programs. Tea Party candidates are making major inroads with Republican voters. Two more upsets overnight. ABC's Emily Schmidt has the result in Delaware.
One of the nation's smallest states is now home to one of the year's largest political upsets.
No more politics as usual.
Christine O'Donnell, a candidate who had run and lost twice for Senate before, won this time. She beat long-term Congressman and political moderate Mike Castle.
The voters in the Republican primary have spoken, and I respect that decision.
Republican leaders thought Castle could help pick up Vice President Biden's old seat, and O'Donnell could not.
In New York, Carl Paladino beat establishment favorite Rick Lazio in the Republican primary for governor.
I want to thank all the leaders of the Tea Party movement who believed in our campaign and helped us get our message out.
No clear winner yet in the Republican Senate primary in New Hampshire. Two conservative candidates running neck and neck. Three active storms in the Atlantic and Caribbean. Julia has strengthened into a Category 4. It's far out in the Atlantic, as is Hurricane Igor. Tropical Storm Carl is now a threat to Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Is so much storm activity surprising at this time of year?
It's not unexpected that we would see to have three going at once here in the middle of September, which is really the peak of the season.
That's forecaster Richard Pasch with the National Hurricane Center. An FDA panel is now considering reclassifying an ingredient in cough syrup as a controlled substance. Teen and adolescent abuse of the substance dextromethorphan is called robo-tripping. It's said to be responsible for a big increase in ER visits in the past 6 years. This is ABC News.
Here's a bone health tip from Sally Field.
It helps to eat plenty of calcium-rich foods like yogurt, spinach, or cheese. But you need more than calcium and vitamin D and exercise to keep your bones strong. Once monthly Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. So ask your doctor about Boniva today.
Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and/or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing.
To get 1 month free and more bone health advice, visit BonivaTips.com or call 1-888-7-BONE-TIPS.
Today's airline seats, do you think they're too tight? Well, now a company in California is taking the wraps off an ultra-tiny airline seat. ABC's Alex Stone has been trying it.
If I put this tray table down, can I eat?
Well, sort of. The seat, called the Skyrider, looks like a saddle. You're kind of standing, kind of sitting, and the seat in front of you is right at your nose. The maker of the new seat says, hey, it's the wave of the future.
We are setting up a new trend here.
Airlines could fit 40% more seats on board. The maker admits it would be a notch below economy class.
It's not an economy class seat. Let's not look at it that way.
The Skyrider is already being called by some cattle class. Alex Stone, ABC News, Long Beach, California.
Backers of a bill in Congress to provide $7.4 billion in aid to people sickened by the World Trade Center dust in New York are renewing their push for the bill. Survivors of the 9/11 attacks and first responders are campaigning for this legislation. Richard Davies, ABC News.
It's 6:15 p.m. and you're hungry. You pick up a value meal from the local fast food joint and soon you're staring at a sad burger and stale fries in a paper bag? That's a value meal? At Cece's, we know that calling something a value meal does not make it a value. Endless Cece's pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert. That makes it a value. So drop the bag, raise your expectations, and go to Cece's Endless Pizza Buffet for $5 and change. Because that, my friends, is a real value meal. Prices may vary. Beverage not included. Visit cc's.com.
Out of all the things I've done in my life and the drugs I've tried, meth was the one that nearly put me in my grave. And it would have if it were not for my family, who cared enough to bring me back to life. Maybe you can help someone get their life back.
For more information on treatment for meth addiction, visit methresources.gov or call 800-662-HELP. Sponsored by ONDCP. Created, furnished by Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Hey, folks, Papa John's here with a great special just for you. It's our extra large, any way you want it, for just $15. That's right, extra large pizza, 30% bigger than the large, any toppings you want for just $15. Give us a call or go online at papajohns.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
There are bigger media companies in town, but we're the only one that's locally owned and operated. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
WTAW News Time, 6:06, 74 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 95, and any chance of showers that we thought we might have later on this week now gone from the forecast. We'll tell you more about that coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The former executive director of a Bryan church-based nonprofit assisting the disabled is accused of misusing her former employer's credit cards. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
45-year-old Shannon Seal worked at Mosaic of Southeast Texas. According to court records, Seal filed paperwork stating she used two credit cards to pay for electric bills at a home Mosaic owns on Carter Creek Parkway, occupied by developmentally disabled residents. Seal later told investigators she used the cards to pay almost $2,100 in BTU bills for her home on Wood Glen between March and October of last year. An official of the Mosaic office in suburban Dallas who filed the original police report last January accused Seal of using three company credit cards for personal purchases totaling nearly $20,000. But the criminal case against Seal involves only the charges to pay the BTU bill. Jail records listed Seal's current address in Houston. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Parents of students in the College Station School District should be getting contacted by a new notification system.
It will allow us to quickly and effectively contact all of the parents within our district via telephone, via email, and eventually via SMS text.
CSISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says the messenger system will also catch outdated information.
One of the things we really need to do is to try to shore up our data, make sure we have correct phone numbers and email addresses for parents. So we may be contacting you directly after this first wave of phone calls and emails are sent out to try to make sure we have the correct data in our system.
Phone calls introducing parents in the College Station schools to the new messenger system will continue through tomorrow. The bodies of two more people but killed by floodwaters from Tropical Storm Hermine last week have been found in the Austin area. One of the bodies has been identified as that of 51-year-old Jennifer Ring of Austin. The mother of two had been missing since she drove into swift water on September 8th. Meanwhile, 25 miles to the north in Georgetown, police found the debris-wrapped body of a man Tuesday in a drainage field. A police statement says the cause of his death hasn't been determined, but the Hermine flooding was a factor. His identity hasn't been released. That brings the Hermine-related death toll to 8, 7 in Texas, and 1 in Oklahoma. Most of the time at this week's Bryan School Board meeting was taken with recaps of last year's education of students with behavioral issues. The focus was on the district's four middle schools where federal economic stimulus money was spent on hiring a staff person at each building. Board President Pat Shield says individual attention was given to 25 students at each building, but the impact went beyond that.
They probably touched 70 to 100 apiece in the course of the year, starting with the 25. Some of them got their stuff together, got their act together, and got back. And these kids were mainstream. They stayed in the mainstream. They were only pulled out for a little discussions or to, you know, help them with some counseling issues or whatever, but they did stay within the classroom. So they really touted what a success it was.
When the federal money is gone a year from now, Shield says the board will weigh the results of keeping students in school versus the $300,000 expense to determine if the program will continue. More traffic advisories have been announced by the Texas Department of Transportation today through Sunday. Expect some snags around and near Bryan High School. A BTU contractor will remove electric lines along Briarcrest between the freeway and the high school. That means lane closures on Briarcrest through Sunday, closing the southbound freeway frontage road today through Friday, closing the northbound frontage road on Saturday, and closing the freeway at Briarcrest on Sunday. Next Tuesday, TxDOT is hosting a come-and-go informational meeting for anyone interested in learning more about the upcoming construction of an overpass on Villa Maria going over Harvey Mitchell Parkway. There'll be no formal presentation. TxDOT designers and planners will be on hand to visit one-on-one. The open house will be held at the Bryan VFW Hall on Harvey Mitchell Parkway next Tuesday from 5 until 7 p.m. And Texas A&M University has created two more license tags for Aggie supporters. Since collegiate license plates were first offered 20 years ago, A&M has led all state schools in purchases. To date, more than $2.6 million has been raised from sales to fund student scholarships. Proceeds from the new tags will go to Aggie Athletics, the Corps of Cadets, and the Bonfire Memorial. Prices for the new plates vary because they include 1, 5, and 10-year options. You can take a look at the new tags, one with a football helmet and the other a maroon-out design. They're both available on our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:11, 73 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In America, the blades of a turbine turn slowly above the windswept plain. This solitary turbine could power over 500 homes, but only if the power can reach them. Fortunately, Siemens Smart Grid Solutions help get energy from many different sources to where it's needed, reliably and efficiently. Smart answers help the environment, and the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Mark, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Hey, it's 612. Let's check some weather. Brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're presented with a welcome basket. Has information on new businesses. Be an early bird. Get there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure will control the weather over the next couple of days, keeping it rather warm. We'll have sunshine today. We're going to be anywhere from 90 to 95. Tonight should be partly cloudy with a low of 70 to 75. Tomorrow there'll be some sun. There could be a shower in the afternoon. Highs will be up close to 90. Looking ahead to tomorrow night, we're going to be partly cloudy, 75. And we're partly sunny with the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm on Friday. Temperatures again close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Texas Rangers have a magic number now of 10 after they won an Oakland loss yesterday. We'll talk about that. The Astros won again. They're having a pretty decent second half. It was that first half of the season that blew them out of the water. We'll talk about that. And Reggie Bush, before he's even asked to, gives back the 2005 Heisman Trophy. We'll talk about that, too, and a crosstown volleyball game last night. Tell you how that went and more coming up in sports.
Damage control, huh, for Reggie?
Yeah, I guess. I got a problem with it. I mean, not a problem with him giving back the trophy, but I got a problem with, you know, now are all those other Heisman Trophy winners from way back when, are they going to, who received any type of extra benefit from the NCAA, are they going to line up to give their trophies back?
Received extra benefit not from the NCAA.
From some situation. I misspoke. What I meant was in violation of NCAA rules. Are they going to line up now, you know, and hand back their trophies?
It's kind of one of those keep moving, nothing to see here.
It's a double standard, that comes about because of, more media coverage of things like
Happens to win the Heisman Trophy this year, mm-hmm. there's going to be some kind of scrutiny ahead of all that. They're going to have private detectives out there.
Right, they lie on their resume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the meanwhile, Vince Young is going, I wouldn't turn it down.
Well, you know, Mac Brown was campaigning to give it to him.
Yeah.
It's going to be I guess it's going to be vacated by the Heisman Trust.
Let's just move on, okay?
Let's just move on. I mean, the guy did wrong, and he was ruled ineligible, so he shouldn't have won the Heisman Trophy. But what I'm saying is
I doubt
that he's the only one. Yeah. Not pointing any specific fingers, but still.
It could have happened before.
Back in the 30s and the 40s,
Could have happened. Yeah. All right, so let's wash our ears out with this. The story of Sheila Hershey, who is a woman from Houston who tried to have the world's largest breasts.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh.
So there.
Who was she in competition with?
Well.
She go out and look for who was in first place.
Yeah, did she go pick a fight?
Really? No, the was pudding involved? Anyway, having so many health problems, she had her...
She decided to add to them.
M-cup implants.
Oh, dear.
M.
I don't think we've seen that before.
Did that come with a wheelbarrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Anyway, she had her M implants removed, reportedly been suffering from severe infections after her recent surgery in Brazil. She had to have the implants done in Brazil because it's illegal to put that size implants in if you're in the U.S. Who wrote that law? I mean, I'm just kind of wondering. Were there members of Congress involved in that legislation? Fact-finding committee. Anyway, got
that's
that.
Just,
yeah, I know.
That's just suicide.
Well, again. And the reason for that would be, you know, why would you need to do
look
that?
At me.
That's right. Hey. And
but accept me for my intellect.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Of course. Well, when she didn't get that offer from the magazine for the spread, you know, then... All of a sudden, it was not such a good idea.
And that's a spread.
Yeah. Okay, then we have another story. I don't know if we've had this one, Chase. I didn't happen to hear it. Texas police say that a woman believed to be the mother of a girl on a middle school volleyball team pulled a gun on members of the opposing team after the game.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't hear this.
And I don't have the school district here, unfortunately. Maybe we can find it. Police said security.
I bet I can find it. Yeah. Let me see.
Police said security cameras recorded the woman pulling the gub and threatening members of another school following their victory over her daughter's team. And again, this is middle school, and it's
boy.
Texas. Maybe most amazingly, it's volleyball.
And now she's saying that she merely waved a finger.
Oh, she made the finger look like a gub, is that it? And where would this have been?
This would be in San Antonio.
Oh, all right.
Saga began Thursday night after Kirby Middle School's 7th grade volleyball team soundly beat Metzger Middle School.
Ah.
Keith, let's see, who is this? Oh, it's a district spokesman. It's Judson School District.
Okay.
Said witnesses told officials that the woman, a mother of a Metzger player, was irate during the match and approached the Kirby players as they were leaving the gym. School officials on Friday originally said the mother was seen waving a gun at the players and threatening to kill them.
All right.
But by Friday afternoon, what actually happened after the game was less clear. Police for the district are still investigating, but were unable to determine from surveillance video whether the woman actually had the aforementioned gub.
So what?
You know, witnesses. Here's the funny part, though. Well, it's not funny, but you know, witnesses say she said witnesses say she said she was going to kill them. She says she just told them we're going to get you next time.
There's a big difference,
right?
Yeah.
There is a statistical category in volleyball called kills. I think she misunderstood.
Yeah.
She was taking that literally.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not going to help your stats, man.
No, I'm sorry. You don't get extra kills.
Info.
Mason.
I'm thinking they maybe need to go to a higher resolution camera if you can't tell whether it's a hand or a gun. And maybe we can add audio in the new system. But once again, it's 7th grade.
Fall football season and the holidays are upon us, and it's time to get your home ready for entertaining guests. United Home Improvements is here to help with outdoor decks and kitchens, updating rooms, kitchen, or bathroom remodels, plus room additions, siding replacement, painting, and so much more. United is a family-driven company serving the Brazos Valley for over 30 years. Visit their new website at unitedhomepros.com or call 979-260-HOME. That's 979-260-4663.
United Roofing's Duralast roofing system will deliver the long-term leak protection you need. Duralast is virtually maintenance-free and covered by a no-cost 15-year warranty. United's Duralast roofing system delivers the best long-term investment value for your building. United is the company to call when your company needs gutter or roof repair. Call 268-ROOF.
6:19, News Talk 1620, WJAW.
I may need a little help today because I've had a computer freeze right here.
God.
I do have a few birthdays, only a few, so you can just add in. Right. Actor Jackie.
Well, actually, today's my birthday, so there.
Oh.
Well, happy birthday, Scooter.
Thank you. Okay, there you go.
Well, yeah, September the 5th, happy birthday.
Okay. I think I should have known that.
Well, you know,
I've only worked with you for 10 years.
Well, I've for 18 now,
I was only away for, I think, one birthday.
Yeah. All these same people seem to have the same birthday still.
Yeah. You and Jackie Cooper.
Yeah. He's still alive.
Yeah, who's 88 years old today.
Yeah.
Norm Crosby, the comedian who does the double talk stuff, he's 83 years old. Movie director Oliver Stone shares your birthday.
Yeah, matter of fact.
He's 64 years old
today.
See
if I can come up with a conspiracy.
I was
going to
say, known for nothing if not historical accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And Mitch Dorge of Crash Test Dummies.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
He turns 50 years old today. DJ KG is 41.
Yeah.
I told you it was a short list.
Okay.
And finally, I've got the other ones up. And Amy Davidson of Simple Rules is 31 years old today. Here we go. Nipsey Russell, is he still with us?
No,
he
not.
Didn't.
No.
He didn't make the cut.
No more game
year.
Shows for him.
I'm sorry. And Merlin Olsen just passed the last year. He would have been 70 years old today. Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
You share a birthday with the San Saba boy.
You know it.
He's 64 years old today. I'm always getting you confused with Dan Marino.
Yeah, you know it.
Yeah.
They look a lot alike.
You're right. The former
Miami Dolphin
and Pittsburgh Pitt Panther, 49 years old today. Prince Harry's birthday is today. Mm. He's 26 years old
today. Actually be His Royal Highness Prince Henry of Wales.
Well, yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. Well, duh. Yeah. There you go. There. Now, that's all I've got. And Scott DeLucia.
Yeah. Heidi Montag. Heidi and I share a birthday.
Oh, from the Hills. That's what it says here. That's the MTV reality show.
Yeah.
Well, you brought her up.
Come on, you boys. You boys watch The Soup. You've seen the clips before.
Gaylord Perry also.
Oh, yeah, the spitball guy.
And I think that's probably enough. All right, it's 6:21.
We have lots of activity currently.
Hush. Already done.
He just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Sure he did.
St. Joseph Catholic School will be holding their 23rd annual golf tournament on Monday, September 27th at Briarcrest Country Club. Teams of four have their choice of a 7:30 a.m. or 1:30 p.m. tee time and compete for bragging rights in a closest to the pin, longest drive, and longest putt contest. Prizes will be awarded and lunch will be provided by Outback Steakhouse. Businesses can support the St. Joseph Catholic School tournament by calling 822-6641. No rain date. September 27th is the date. Call now to register 822-6641. Or you can email golf@stjosephbcs.org.
WC Tractor and New Holland are excited to announce our new dealership in Bryan to better serve the Brazos Valley. If you're in need of any parts for your old Ford tractor, a zero-turn mower, or a brand-new New Holland tractor or baler, just stop by our store. We're located on the Highway 6 feeder between Tabor Road and Woodville. If it's not on the yard, we probably have it at one of our stores in Brenham or Navasota. Find us on the web at wctractor.com or check out all our specials or call us in Bryan at 979-778-0325. Remember, that's wctractor.com on the web.
There are things that you do every day that, let's face it, you're good at. There are things that you do every day that maybe you need to work on. There are some things that you don't do every day that you know you need some help on. Things like buying a car. You ever wanted to know what's best for me? Is it the low interest rate? Is it the cash back option? What about credit questions? What if my credit's a little iffy? What if I have really good credit? What kind of rate might I expect? If you have questions about the car buying experience and you want honest answers, absolutely free, two words for you, Ask Mike. Go to WTAW.com, scroll down, look for Mike Vivaldi's picture, click on the icon, send your question to Mike Vivaldi at Team Auto in Navasota. Go to WTAW.com and ask Mike. Mike will take a look at your situation, and he will offer you advice based on his years in the car business about what could possibly work best for you. Get honest, free answers on the car buying experience. Go to WTAW.com and ask Mike from Team Auto in Navasota.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, not once, not twice, but three times. Yes, Chris Matthews over at Liberal NBC. He gets these thrills as it relates to Barack Obama. So it's getting interesting now. Listen to this.
The feeling most people get when they hear Barack Obama's speech, I felt this thrill going up my leg.
Exciting and new.
I'm saying it again. I'm getting a thrill.
Come aboard.
I'm getting one of those thrills I get about America.
We're expecting you.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't say this, and I'm getting it again.
You know, I get the same thrill up my leg, life's all over me, every time I hear those words. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, that's me.
Let it flow.
Yes, the tingly feeling has moved up his leg to consume his entire body. You draw your own conclusions.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
Would you like to know how you can get HBO free for 12 months? Yeah, HBO free for 12 months. Well, call Suddenlink and ask. Their number is 1-800-915-1866. Call Suddenlink and ask about everything that they offer, not only HBO, because, you know, when you have Suddenlink Advanced Digital TV, you can get on demand for free, and all HBO subscribers get HBO on demand absolutely free. It works just like that. There's a brand new drama starting this Sunday. It's called Boardwalk Empire. Starts Sunday, September the 19th. It's from Terrence Winter. He's the Emmy winner for The Sopranos and winning director Martin Scorsese, also involved with this show. Set in Atlantic City at the dawn of Prohibition in the 1920s. I love period shows like this, and that's what Boardwalk Empire is. So tune into that. It premieres on Sunday. And call Suddenlink. Ask them about not only their telephone service, but their high-speed internet and, of course, cable service with high definition, so many, many channels. And, of course, the NFL Network and the NFL Red Zone for $7 a month. They're offering that now, too. There's nothing you can't get from Suddenlink. Suddenlink. It's as easy as counting to one.
Hey, folks. Papa John's here with a great special just for you. It's our extra large any way you want it for just $15. That's right. Extra large pizza, 30% bigger than the large. Any toppings you want for just $15. Give us a call or go online at papajohns.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 626. The Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. About 95 for a high temperature today. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. As Chase mentioned earlier, the rain has been squeezed out of the forecast, so that's not there now. At least we'll have some moderate temperatures in the evening because the humidity is down. 71 for a low temperature tonight. Then we'll continue to be in the middle 90s all week long and actually all the way through the weekend. And the low temperatures will be in the mid-70s or below. Right now, humidity is 96%. And we've got, once again, a little bit of fog out there this morning. Yesterday, some fairly significant fog in different parts of the area, but there's a little bit of fog, so watch for that. We've got 75 degrees.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, The Sleep Station, First Victoria Bank, Thrive Home Healthcare, and Subway. You're listening to the home of Aggie Sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW, the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics.
When people need to find a job, they usually do two things first, and both of them are a complete waste of time. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Some people do not realize they could save hundreds on their car insurance by switching to GEICO. Despite the millions of drivers switching to GEICO, they shell out extra money for car insurance elsewhere. They must enjoy spending more on things they can have for less. A ham sandwich for $5, they say? Nonsense, here's 10. Hats off to you, brave souls. The rest of us just like to save money.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
It's no secret. People are switching to Arm & Hammer.
My name is Ilsa Singer. I have been in cats rescue for 20 years. I know cats, I know cat odors. Arm & Hammer Double Duty Cat Litter neutralized both urine and feces odors.
Only new Double Duty Clumping Litter combines advanced odor eliminators with Arm & Hammer baking soda to destroy urine and feces odor on contact, guaranteed, or your money back.
I think it's a high-quality product. I see a lot of value in it. I will switch to Double Duty Cat Litter.
Switch to Arm & Hammer. You'll never go back.
When you're looking for a new job,
you do two things usually. You'll go to the internet and look for any job posting you can and punch reply, and you'll tell all of your friends that you're looking for a job. Neither one of those are really great uses of your time.
Pam Lassiter, author of the book, The New Job Security.
3% of people find their jobs on the internet through postings. And that's what everybody's chasing, and that's what there aren't many of. So it's not a great use of your daytime hours.
And asking your friends about job openings typically doesn't work because...
people typically don't know about job openings. If I said, I ask you right now, do you know of any job openings for a financial analyst? You might go, well, not really, but I'll keep you in mind.
The vast majority of jobs are still found by networking. And Pam says instead of just going out and looking for a job, she suggests you go out and find problems to be solved.
Job openings are finite. Problems are infinite. Jobs get created around trends. I have clients that are creating jobs now around the new financial reform bill, around the new health care regulations. Companies have to change, and so they're going to need experts. Terrorism creates jobs. Environmental change creates jobs. Governmental regulation creates jobs. So it's starting to think creatively before a company has something posted and starting conversations.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 630, 73 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today, 95 for a high. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Using her employer's credit cards to pay her electric bill has landed a former executive director of a Bryan Church-based nonprofit in jail. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
45-year-old Shannon Seal once oversaw a mosaic of Southeast Texas, which, among other things, operates group homes occupied by developmentally disabled residents. Seal told Bryan police, according to court records, she used two Mosaic credit cards to pay nearly $2,100 for 5 months of BTU bills at her home on Woodglen. Seal originally listed the BTU bills at a Mosaic home on Carter Creek Parkway. Seal, who lives in Houston, according to jail records, was originally accused by Mosaic officials of using three cards for personal purchases totaling nearly $20,000. But the criminal case involves only the charges to pay the BTU bill. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station School District is implementing a new notification system for parents.
On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, if you have a child in CSISD, depending on the grade level or campus level, you should be getting an introductory call and email from your campus.
CSISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says the messenger system will relay emergency information by phone and email.
And this is something that we can use in emergency situations to quickly notify a bunch of folks. Maybe last week would have been a good time when we had a tornado warning coming right through the middle of our district. And it's something we're really excited about, yet another way for us to communicate more effectively with our community.
In the future, parents of College Station students should also be able to receive text messages. Texas Education Commissioner Robert Scott is asking lawmakers to spare state funding for pre-kindergarten programs. However, he suggests eliminating funding approved last year for new science labs. Textbook funding also would take a major hit in the Texas Education Agency's budget request for the next two-year state budget. State leaders have asked agencies to cut their request by 10% to help lawmakers grapple with a budget hole that could be close to $18 billion. Apprehension and skepticism a year ago by Bryan School District teachers and administrators turned into success stories. That was the report at this week's Board of Trustees meeting following the first year of hiring a full-time person at each of Bryan's middle schools to work with 25 students with behavioral issues. Federal economic stimulus money picked up the $300,000 cost for the two-year program. Board President Pat Shields was asked what happens to the program next year.
I think one thing about this district for sure is that we're data-driven. We're going to look at a lot of the data and see, and I know they showed a lot of slides tonight that showed, you know, increases in test scores, decreases in disciplinary referrals, and, you know, we'll weigh the cost of the program and see where we are, because really with them, we're just with one full-time employee extra at the four campuses, if I remember correctly.
The board decided to try the in-school program over creating a separate campus to address middle school students with disciplinary issues. If your driving takes you along Briarcrest from Bryan High School to the freeway, be prepared for some snags over the coming days. TxDOT reports BTU is removing electric lines starting today and continuing through Sunday. Between today and Sunday, there'll be a variety of lane closures along Briarcrest. The southbound freeway frontage road will be closed today through Friday. The northbound frontage road will be closed on Saturday, and the freeway at Briarcrest will be closed on Sunday. TxDOT has also announced an open house next Tuesday for those wanting to learn more about an overpass that will be built on West Villa Maria over Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Between 5 and 7 p.m. next Tuesday, you'll have the opportunity to visit connected one-on-one with TxDOT planners and designers. There'll be no formal presentation. The come-and-go meeting will be held at the Ryan VFW on Harvey Mitchell Parkway. And Texas A&M University leads the state in personalized license plates, and officials have announced two new designs. One features an Aggie football helmet, and the other is a maroon-out design. Proceeds from those plates will fund the Bonfire Memorial, the Corps of Cadets, and Aggie Athletics. The original A&M license plate design will still remain available, and sales of that will continue to fund student scholarships. So far, $2.6 million have been generated. You can take a look at all the tags. They're available on our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 635, 73 degrees right now. The news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Five stars, a worldwide symbol of excellence, a ranking to which many aspire, but few achieve.
For 2010, St. Joseph is the health grades recipient of not one, but seven five-star rankings for clinical achievements in cardiac services, orthopedic services, and vascular surgery.
In the nation, St. Joseph now ranks among the top 5% for spine surgery, top 10% for vascular surgery, and the top 10% for outstanding patient experience.
And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Legendary Texas A&M head coach Jackie Sherrill will be at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. to visit, take pictures, and sign autographs. Coach Sherrill will also have his book available for purchase, with the proceeds going to Texas A&M scholarships. Come to Montelongo's before the game to meet Coach Sherrill and to view the showcase of Montelongo's collegiate jewel line of Aggie jewelry. This exclusive line of Aggie jewelry is made in beautiful sterling silver, spirited maroon enameling, and semi-precious gemstones. You can view all of the pieces already displayed in Montelongo's showroom, or you can also go online to collegiatejewel.com. Montelongo's Fine Jewelry, 401 University Drive East, the place to be this Saturday before the game, as we get ready to beat the hell out of Florida International University, and for your chance to meet, shake hands, get an autograph, and discuss Aggie football with the one and only former Texas A&M head coach, Jackie Sherrill, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. For more information, visit montelongos.com or call 979-691-2019.
It's 637. Let's check some weather.
We have lots of activity currently in the tropics. Carl is the latest one and headed towards the Yucatan. We'll be keeping a watch on that system. Weather-wise for today, lots of sunshine. We should be 90 to 95. Partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partly sunny tomorrow, chance for shower or thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy, lows near 75 degrees. Friday, some sunshine, the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, highs on Friday near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coming up, we'll talk a little Aggie football. We'll hear from Coach Mike Sherman talk a little bit about his defense. He's pretty pleased with their play, having only allowed three touchdowns so far, and one of those touchdowns was on a one-yard drive. You remember last week. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about volleyball, Crosstown Showdown last night, and NFL news off the field, in the locker room. That and more coming up in sports.
That four-play, one-yard drive, that one?
Yeah, the four-play. Yeah, the one-yard drive that took them four plays to do it.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Right. So pretty stiff defense there, you know?
Okay, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. We'll talk with Chet Edwards in about an hour. I got that confirmed today, so that'll happen. All right, her name is Christine O'Donnell. I mean, 3 weeks ago, this probably was a trivia question.
Right.
And she now has the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate seat that Joe Biden had for a long, long time.
Right. Well, she got a lot of support from Sarah P., didn't she?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She beat this guy named Mike Castle, who's probably been part of Delaware politics for around 40 years. Right now, the numbers show 53 to 47%. And I find it amazing because now the Republicans are just beside themselves over this whole thing. And I don't know if you saw that yesterday, on the eve of the election, apparently somebody put out a robocall that had Christine McConnell's former campaign manager saying she's no conservative.
It's O'Donnell.
O'Donnell, what did I say?
You said McConnell.
Sorry, O'Donnell. It's interesting also because she's a Tea Party person, but now the Republicans think she's horrible. So if a Tea Party person beats a Democrat, the Republicans think that's wonderful.
Right.
But because one of theirs doesn't get into the final race.
Churns the bile, doesn't it?
Oh, she's horrible. She's just horrible.
Well, so, I'm talking about the I'm talking about the cannibalism that's going on. So
doesn't again, as you've said many times, what we need more than anything is more than two parties out there.
Well, and none other than Sean Hannity yesterday was lauding the how well she was doing or seemed to be doing, and with of course at that point it was just polling and things of that nature, and this guy was essentially shilling for the Republican Party not that long ago.
Yeah. She'll take on a guy named Chris Coons.
Which, incidentally, Carl Rove says they pretty much are not going to win that race.
The Republicans, you mean?
Yes.
Are not gonna, yeah, and that's the thing. The Republicans are now going, well, you know, there it goes. There was any chance that we might have had to pick up that seat, and so that's not going to happen. In the meantime, again, a name we've never heard of, Ovide LaMontagne, a Tea Party challenger in New Hampshire, defeated the GOP candidate for the state's Republican Senate nomination. And that, of course, upsets the Republicans once more. And in New York, the Tea Party scored a gubernatorial win. And so Rick Lazio, remember Rick Lazio? That guy's been around. Isn't he the one who decided he was going to run against
Hillary,
the Hillster?
Yeah.
Anyhow, he's been around. He was going to run for governor, so that's not going to happen either. It'll be Ovide LaMontagne against Andrew Cuomo in November. And again, the Republicans just not happy about that, because here comes the Tea Party to ruin their little parade. One of the things we'll talk about today with Chet, and Bortz has talked about this a lot. If you're familiar with a form called a 1099 that has to be filled out if you do a certain level of business with people, new legislation that is out there to help fund the Obama health care plan says that any business that does $600 worth of business with anybody is going to have to fill out a 1099 and file it with the IRS.
What was the limit before?
Well, just there wasn't. There was not a limit on this. But here's what's happened is this has been a leak, if you will. That tax has not been paid quite often. And so the IRS has identified this as a leak. And they, first of all, are going to look for more employees, because the IRS needs more employees. But as Bort said, and small business people out there, think about this. How many companies do you do business with that you spend $600 in a year?
Mm-hmm.
In a year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you need to have three service calls from the air conditioning company to fix your central air conditioning unit.
Yep. Right.
There you go. If you go to an office supply store and buy $600 worth of office supplies in a year, you'll have to file paperwork on all that. 1099s for all of that.
Wait a second. You're not talking about individual citizens.
No, I'm talking about businesses.
You're talking about businesses. Like if your business's air conditioning went out and you had to call the air conditioning guy and you spent $605 that year.
Yeah.
You would have to send them a 1099.
Right. Today, what Bortz has been talking about is gold dealers, as a matter of fact. And gold yesterday closed at, you know, like $1,200 an ounce. So in other words, if you bought a half an ounce of gold from a dealer, then you'd have to, you know, file a 1099 on that.
Well, I'm a little confused here, but that's nothing new. Doesn't that air conditioning business, I mean, as part of his due diligence, doesn't he have to report that in his corporate or personal income tax, depending on how he's structured?
Well, not his corporate income tax.
Well,
no.
But he's still got to pay tax on it.
Well, yeah, but the idea is that there's not any paperwork that has to be filed. It's a business expense. Hello.
Yeah,
Scott, I'm not a CPA, but I think the big change is that now if you buy supplies over $600 as opposed to services before.
True, that's right. That's not a good example on my part. Thank you. Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
That's why Bortz talked about the buying gold. Again, if you go to an office supply company and you spend $600 or more, you have to file a 1099. Hello.
Yeah, it's pretty much anyone who spends anything that they use as a tax deduction off their 1040 form.
Right. Now, and the thing is, obviously, there is some missed tax revenue here, and that's what the IRS is trying to close that gap. But I want you to think about small businesses, and how much paperwork this is going to be.
Yeah.
Are you going to have to add people to this? And yesterday the Senate tried to change the rule a couple of times. They tried to amend the law, but they were not able to pass that. And again, we'll talk with Chet about this. But small business people need to understand that this is how the Obama administration is going to help fund Obamacare. And it's through that kind of paperwork on top of just the record keeping that's going to be involved in that. Because at the beginning of the year, for instance, you won't know if you're going to spend, if you go into a, let's say, an office supply company again, and you spend $27, where you're going to have to keep a record of that someplace, because you may have to, at the end of the year, file a 1099 because you end up spending, over the year, $600 with them. Can you imagine how much paperwork this is going to be? I want to be in the 1099 printing business.
Wow.
Go ahead and do that. So anyhow, we'll talk about that. Do you remember the president not wanting his children, to be, stories to be told about them, or their pictures to be any place, because privacy, and you understand that as a parent, that you would want to have privacy for your children. Lots of presidents have wanted that. Well, now the president's next book, which will be a new children's book, will have a drawing of his daughters on the cover.
Oh, so yeah, it's okay for the president.
Yeah.
Do as I say.
Yeah. Of thee I sing a letter to my daughters. It will celebrate the lives of 13 Americans, among them Jackie Robinson, George Washington, Georgia O'Keeffe. It's part of a three-book deal that the president inked back in 2004 that makes him $5.5 million.
When's he going to do this?
Well, the book, I saw the cover yesterday. It's, that's already.
So he has time to write a book?
Well,
between all the appearances
This was written before he was president. They're just
publishing it now. So it's already been done.
So, yeah, so don't worry about that. Uh-huh. And let's see, Harry Reid says that he's going to push for immigration legislation in the upcoming defense policy bill. Again, one of the favorite things in Congress, to attach something that has nothing to do with what the bill is. Because immigration and defense are in lockstep with one another, as we well
absolutely
know.
Absolutely. So, well, these days, theoretically.
Yeah. And the French Senate, we may as well talk about them. Did you even know there was a French Senate? You know, they're the ones who refused to vote for them to go to war. You know, but they voted almost unanimously yesterday to pass a bill banning the wearing of burqa-style Islamic veils.
Hmm.
On public streets and other places. It affects fewer than 2,000 women in the country. But, I mean, what it basically is doing is sending a pretty strong message. France, of all people, putting their foot down as far as the Islamic customs and culture and how it's impacting their society. They voted 246-1. So it would sound like they are pretty strong about that. And again,
the same French lawmaking body that, getting criticized because, after all, they told 2,000 gypsies to get the heck out.
They did. And again, you don't expect the French to be the leaders when it comes to something like this, but obviously that influence is having a big effect on them over there.
There's two ways of looking at it. You don't expect the French to be the leaders, and you don't expect to be the United States to be the mushmouth between those two.
Wow! Yeah, you're right. But you're exactly right. So let the French lead us on in this battle? Is that what we say? That's a scary thing.
French military victories, did you mean?
Yeah.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is located in the Albertson Shopping Center on University Drive. Call 846-8000 or visit them on the web at spiritoftexasbank.com. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans, Spirit of Texas Bank.
Scott and White Health Plan, your partner in wellness. Learn more at swhp.org.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week throughout the fall, from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
Saturday, September 18th, learn about winterizing your landscape and pre-emergent weed control programs in lawns. It's lawnscape fertilization and fall weed control this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
You'll make the most rational decisions when you start with facts. That's true with real life. It's true with real gardening. Lots of folks, however, set out with half-truths and folk myths. Listen to these time-proven facts we're going to cover in the next couple of minutes. You'll have the best chance of success. I'll be back right after this message. Save 41% on my 2011 Texas Gardening Calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. We've been doing our magazine for 25 years. It's been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in the United States. We have outstanding garden writers from all over Texas. You save 41% on my 2011 Texas Gardening Calendar by buying it with the one-year new or renewal subscription to our magazine. This is my 28th annual calendar, and we're just about ready to turn it over to the printer. When we do, the price will go up, and it will never come back to $34.95 again. Now, that's for everything. That's for the calendar, for more than 10,000 words of information telling you month by month when you need to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. A full year of the magazine, the calendar, and all that information, just $34.95 again. Satisfaction guaranteed. Here's the number you must call today. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. Your landscape and garden will only be as good as the soil you prepare for them. It's more fun to plant flowers than it is to prepare the soil for planting. However, it's just like the foundation that you have under your house. Time spent up front before you ever plant will be handsomely rewarded months and years down the road. Another fact that could change the way you garden, buy your plants from a reputable source. Some people don't. You probably wouldn't buy a diamond ring from a roadside vendor, and you shouldn't buy your plants there either. In fact, I really would suggest you get to an independent retail garden center and talk to a Texas certified or Texas master certified nursery professional. They're at member nurseries of the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. Forget whether a plant's native. Ask instead if it's adapted. That's the operative word you need to know about. You really don't need to care if a plant's native to Beaumont or Brownsville. What you want to know is whether it will survive in your Texas landscape. Whether it's formally drawn or just sketched on a tablet, a landscape plan is a must. You wouldn't build a house without a plan, and you shouldn't build a landscape without one either. Draw it to scale, sketching in all existing features and established plants that you intend to save. Work with the various parts of your yard to accommodate your family's activities. Sketch the plants in at full size. Learn to read your plants. They'll indicate when they're starting to dry out or when they're having some kind of nutritional issue. Look at the plants and know what they're supposed to look like. Plants should be watered whenever they're dry. Now, that sounds pretty simple, doesn't it? And it's funny how many people set sprinkler systems to run on regular intervals, sometimes even daily. Plants don't dry out that way. Better instead that you learn to recognize those early symptoms of dry plants, wilting and subtle color changes, and then turn the sprinklers on manually. We'd have far fewer watering curtailments if we left the sprinklers always set in the manual mode or if we all had the smart controllers. The best problem solver is often a bag of fertilizer, good fertilizer. Curiously, healthy, vigorous plants often fend off insects and diseases much better, and weeds for that matter, much better than plants that are undernourished. You need to make sure you get the fertilizer that's just right for your plants and use it according to label directions. And then finally, when insect and disease problems do arise, and they will sometime or other, step to the plant's rescue early. Get them before they cause major problems. I'm Neil Sperry. Garden myths debunked in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a first look at your sports at 6:52, and it's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, your official partner of the Big 12 Conference. So the Aggies have wins over Stephen F. Austin and Louisiana Tech, and up next is Florida International. Certainly not one of those teams that you would consider a powerhouse by any means. But if you ask Coach Mike Sherman to defend what some people are calling a soft schedule, like a reporter did on Monday, well, you might bristle him up just a little bit.
I mean, it's not my deal. I mean, I told Bill Byrne, he talks about the schedule. I say, whatever you schedule, we play. And I trust Bill's going to create a good schedule for us. And we have Arkansas coming up. We have Oklahoma State coming up. We have Florida International, who I think played Rutgers pretty dang well the other day. Louisiana Tech has beaten A&M before. So, I don't worry about that stuff. I got too many other things to worry about.
So you can count on the Aggies to treat the Panthers with the same intensity they will Oklahoma State or Arkansas coming up. Florida International game kicks off at 6 o'clock at Kyle Field. You'll hear it right here on 1620, starting with the Fan Zone show at 3 o'clock. Without being formally asked to, Reggie Bush has forfeited over his 2005 Heisman Trophy. It was reported last week that the Heisman Trust would demand the trophy to be vacated for that year and the trophy be returned, but Bush has evidently taken it upon himself to do it first. Bush said that the scandal over him accepting extra benefits while at Southern Cal should not stain the dignity of the award. Southern Cal AD Pat Hayden said this.
Reggie Bush was a fantastic football player. I mean, nobody can deny that. One of the most exciting guys to play here, most fun guys to play or watch play here. By his own admission today, he made some mistakes, and we've returned our Heisman. He's returned his, and that's about all we can do.
Southern Cal was placed on heavy probation, heavy sanctions by the NCAA after it was determined that Bush and his family received hundreds of dollars in gifts from agents, and Bush was ruled ineligible for the 2005 season. A&M Consolidated won that crosstown battle of volleyball last night at Tiger Gym in four games. The Tigers go to 21-8, 2-0 in district play. Bryan drops to 0-2 in district play. Aggie women's golf team lost more ground at their own fall preview tournament yesterday at Tradition, shooting a 307, falling from 11th to 15th place in the standings. That are headed up by Alabama now. The Tides have a four-shot lead over LSU after two rounds, with the final round scheduled today. Alabama's Camilla Lethart matched her teammate Brooke Pancake's record score of 65 yesterday. A&M is led by Sarah Zwartinsky, who shot a 72 and is one under and in 19th place. The final round starts this morning at 7:30. The Texas Rangers now have a magic number to clinch the American League West title. Last night, it went from 12 to 10 after they beat Detroit 11 to 4 and Oakland lost to Kansas City. Michael Young had a three-run double.
Now ground ball fair down the first baseline off the bat of Young. Trainer has scored. Bobone has scored. Andrews being waved around third. He will score. Three-run double. And the Rangers have blown it wide open here in the seventh.
Ranger win or Oakland loss reduces the number with 18 games to play, meaning that they could conceivably clinch it by Monday. If Texas were to beat Detroit again today and then sweep a four-game series with Seattle while Oakland lost five in a row. The Astros beat the Brewers 3-2 for their third straight win. And get this, if at the All-Star break Houston had been, say, 44-45, close to 500, instead of 36-53 like they were, you put that with a 34-22 record they've posted since the All-Star break, and they'd be only four games out of first place in the NL Central. But as it was, they blew themselves out in the first half. And some exciting news for fans of the St. Joseph Eagle High School football team. We're going to broadcast their Friday night game on the radio against Brazos Christian. That's right. It'll be on KACB-FM 96.9. Our friend Carl Orozco will be doing the play-by-play. Rudder Ranger games that aren't on other stations will also be broadcast on KACB-FM 96.9, as well as our high-definition three channels. The Rudder Ranger game with C.E. King this Friday will be right here on 1620 WTAW. We'll also be broadcasting St. Joseph's game on October the 8th against Sacred Heart on 96.9. That's Aggie Catholic Broadcasting. We appreciate our cooperation with them. And that's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for over 14 years with the same local management, with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Competitive pricing without compromising quality is our goal. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out by 5, and drive-through convenience with courteous and personal service. With four convenient locations to serve you in Bryan College Station, with the newest on Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, and one in Navasota, you know you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
know you've been waiting all year. It's finally here, the world-famous Cheyenne Chicken Dinner. The Cheyenne Barbecue Chicken Dinner with all the fixings. We have our dads doing the cooking.
Only $8 a plate. Dine in or drive through from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, September 17th in the Silver Cafeteria at Bryan High.
Call 209-2584 for tickets and info. Come early for our annual fundraiser and then stay late for the game and see our halftime performance of Streamer Jazz.
Come on! You know you're hungry!
This is Tim Prater of Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. There's only one way to keep jobs in our community, and that's by keeping business in our community. At Sioux Falls Prater, we employ around 60 people. These are jobs you support when you support local businesses. We contribute to the local tax base, and we support local charities and fundraisers. Let's keep the outlook strong in Bryan College Station by supporting each other. Shop locally whenever you can. It's good for everyone. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. WU College Station, Bryan.
The latest from ABC News, good morning. I'm Richard Davies. The conservative Tea Party Express keeps on cruising. The latest upset, Christine O'Donnell defeated a veteran congressman in the Republican primary for the U.S. Senate in Delaware. Here's ABC's Vic Ratner.
Applause from her fans for Christine O'Donnell. But Delaware Democrats say they're also thrilled that she won an upset victory for the GOP Senate nomination because they believe she cannot win in the general election. O'Donnell is betting she can surprise them again.
I believe that we have a lot of the support from the independents. We even have support from Democrats.
Tea Party challengers also won several other key Republican nominations. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
Those wins include New York, where the Tea Party-backed candidate Carl Paladino beat the establishment favorite Rick Lazio in the Republican primary for governor. But there's no clear winner yet in New Hampshire's hotly contested GOP Senate primary. A group promoting a meat-free diet is now going after McDonald's, the huge restaurant chain, claiming a lot of fatty fast food is bad for you.
High cholesterol, high blood pressure, heart attacks. Tonight, make it vegetarian.
A new ad links McDonald's food to unhealthy outcomes. McDonald's calls this campaign outrageous and unfair. A former college football star giving back his Heisman Trophy. Reggie Bush has been called the best player in college football. That was 5 years ago. Now Bush is handing back his Heisman Trophy, saying a scandal over improper benefits he received while playing for USC should not stain the dignity of the award. Bush today playing for the New Orleans Saints. Stock market futures are mixed after a mixed showing yesterday. This is ABC News.
Thank you, America. For over 70 years, GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance, and because of you, they've been the nation's fastest-growing car insurance company over the past 5 years. To show our appreciation, call within the next 15 minutes and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. This is not a limited-time offer, and okay, actually you could call whenever you like. But why are we even arguing about this, America?
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
New at the Home Depot, save even more with 10% off essentials every day. Just use your Home Depot consumer credit card on household batteries, trash bags, light bulbs, and furnace filters. And spend $100 with your card and get a free hour of truck rental. We're lowering the cost of running your home with 10% off the essentials. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Today marks the two-year anniversary of the collapse of Lehman Brothers, the Wall Street investment bank. At the time, authorities tried to reassure the public, but the Lehman collapse shook Wall Street and the financial system to its core in September of 2008.
It wasn't just close to a disaster, it was a disaster.
Economic journalist Anatole Koletsky, who says trust that loans will be paid back to investors is vital for the financial system. The Lehman collapse threatened that.
Every large financial institution in the world was on the brink of collapse and would have collapsed if it hadn't been for the government support.
The financial system is still dealing with the impact of what happened 2 years ago. New global rules for banks, one example of that. Whole Foods plans to put sustainability labels on the seafood it's selling, telling shoppers if the food they're buying is abundant or overfished. These color-coded labels, green, yellow, and red, are to be developed with help from the Monterey Aquarium in California and the Blue Ocean Institute. Richard Davies, ABC News.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Tom Line Plumbing and Irrigation specializes in commercial and residential new construction, remodeling, and repairs. Tom has experience working with the best home builders in the Brazos Valley. With over 40 years combined plumbing experience, Tom Line Plumbing has the most knowledgeable licensed plumbers in the area. Tom Line Plumbing, putting the customer's needs and safety first. For your next plumbing project or service need, call 324-1200 or visit linehomeproducts.com. Voted Best of the Brazos Valley 2010.
Classes are filling up fast at Allen Academy, but there's still time to enroll your child for the new school year. At Allen, the focus is always on learning, thanks to the Rights, Responsibilities, and Outcomes program. Students are taught to respect each other and resolve conflicts without confrontation, so kids can enjoy a classroom environment free from disciplinary disruptions. If your child needs a place where a great education is always the first priority, call 776-0731 or click on allenacademy.org.
WC Tractor and New Holland are excited to announce our new dealership in Bryan to better serve the Brazos Valley. If you're in need of any parts for your old Ford tractor, a zero-turn mower, or a brand-new New Holland tractor or baler, just stop by our store. We're located on the Highway 6 feeder between Tabor Road and Woodville. If it's not on the yard, we probably have it at one of our stores in Brenham or Navasota. Find us on the web at wctractor.com or check out all our specials or call us in Bryan at 979-778-0325. Remember, that's wctractor.com on the web.
WTAW News Time 706, 72 degrees right now at the studios. Pretty pleasant out there right now as we head toward a high today in the mid-90s. Chance of showers, as you heard Scott mention before the top of the hour news, pretty much gone from the forecast. We'll revisit the weather coming up after the news, brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The former executive director of a Bryan Church-based nonprofit assisting the disabled is accused of misusing her former employer's credit cards. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
45-year-old Shannon Seal worked at Mosaic of Southeast Texas. According to court records, Seal filed paperwork stating she used two credit cards to pay for electric bills at a home Mosaic owns on Carter Creek Parkway, occupied by developmentally disabled residents. Seal later told investigators she used the cards to pay almost $2,100 in BTU bills for her home on Woodglen between March and October of last year. An official of the Mosaic office in suburban Dallas who filed the original police report last January accused Seal of using three company credit cards for personal purchases totaling nearly $20,000. But the criminal case against Seal involves only the charges to pay the BTU bill. Jail records listed Seal's current address in Houston. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Parents of students in the College Station School District should be getting contacted by a new notification system.
It will allow us to quickly and effectively contact all of the parents within our district via telephone, via email, and eventually via SMS text.
CSISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says the messenger system will also catch outdated information.
One of the things we really need to do is to try to shore up our data, make sure we have correct phone numbers and email addresses for parents. So we may be contacting you directly after this first wave of phone calls and emails are sent out to try to make sure we have the correct data in our system.
Phone calls introducing parents in the College Station School District to the new messenger system will continue through tomorrow. The bodies of two more people killed by floodwaters from Tropical Storm Hermine last week have been found in the Austin area. One of the bodies has been identified as that of 51-year-old Jennifer Ring of Austin. The mother of two had been missing since she drove into swift water on September 8th. Meanwhile, 25 miles to the north in Georgetown, police found the debris-wrapped body of a man Tuesday in a drainage field. A police statement says the cause of his death hasn't been determined, but the Hermine flooding was a factor. His identity has not been released. That brings the Hermine-related death toll to 8, 7 in Texas and 1 in Oklahoma. Most of the time at this week's Bryan School Board meeting was taken with recaps of last year's education of students with behavioral issues. The focus was on the district's four middle schools, where federal economic stimulus money was spent on hiring a staff person at each building. Board President Pat Shield says individual attention was given to 25 students on each campus, but the impact went beyond that.
They probably touched 70 to 100 apiece in the course of the year, starting with the 25. Some of them got their stuff together, got their act together, and got back. And these kids were mainstream. They stayed in the mainstream. They were only pulled out for a little discussions or to, you know, help them with some counseling issues or whatever, but they did stay within the classroom. So they really touted what a success it was.
When the federal money is gone a year from now, Shield says the board will weigh the results of keeping students in school versus the $300,000 expense to determine if the program will continue. More traffic advisories have been announced by the Texas Department of Transportation. Today through Sunday, expect some snags around and near Bryan High School. A BTU contractor will be removing electric lines along Briarcrest between the freeway and the high school. That means lane closures on Briarcrest through Sunday, closing the southbound freeway frontage road today through Friday, closing the northbound frontage road on Saturday, and the freeway at Briarcrest will be closed on Sunday. Next Tuesday, TxDOT's hosting a come-and-go informational meeting for those interested in learning more about the upcoming construction of an overpass on Villa Maria over Harvey Mitchell Parkway in West Bryan. There'll be no formal presentation. TxDOT designers and planners will be on hand to visit one-on-one. The open house will be held at the Bryan VFW on Harvey Mitchell Parkway next Tuesday afternoon from 5 until 7 p.m. And Texas A&M University has created two more license tags for Aggie supporters. Since collegiate plates were first offered 20 years ago, A&M has led all state schools in purchases. To date, more than $2.6 million has been raised from sales to fund student scholarships. Proceeds from the new tags will go to Aggie Athletics, the Corps of Cadets, and the Bonfire Memorial. Prices for the new plates vary because they include 1, 5, and 10-year options. You can take a look at the new tags, one with a football helmet, the other a maroon-out design. They're both on our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 7:11, 72 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zwirneman Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zwirneman Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
Hi, Rob Robidoux here with Ace Hardware. You know, big box home improvement stores claim you can do it and they can help. But when you're stranded in the warehouse searching for what you need and searching for that help, think about how Ace gets you in, gets you the help you need, and gets you on with your project. All in the time it takes you to find what you really needed at the big box, like the exit. Right now, you can get a folding wooden Adirondack chair at Ace for just $29.99 while supplies last. Ace, the helpful place, on Welburn Road in College Station.
Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered a basket with information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We have lots of activity currently in the tropics. Carl is the latest one and headed towards the Yucatan. We'll be keeping a watch on that system. Otherwise, for today, lots of sunshine. We should be 90 to 95. Partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partly sunny tomorrow, chance for shower or thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy, lows near 75 degrees. Friday, some sunshine, the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, highs on Friday near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, this gal reporter in the locker room in the New York Jets certainly made a lot of news yesterday, and Clinton Portis got himself in trouble for some comments that he made. We'll let you hear those comments and see what you think. We'll talk about that. We'll talk some Aggie football. Also, a midweek high school football report, as all of the District 12 5A teams except for Bryan have the weekend off. We'll talk about that, golf, and more coming up in sports.
Yeah. Think any of the other coaches at 12-5A won't be at that game this Friday?
Maybe well-attended. Yeah, just because they got a little free time.
Hey, their own little scouting booth.
It's
you know?
Belton Red and Ellison Green and everyone else.
Yeah, it's kind of weird the way that worked out, is that, you know, all the other seven teams have the weekend off except
that's
for Bryan.
Well, you know, everybody
Bryan was off on week zero.
Yeah, and everybody tries to schedule their off week before district starts.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So what, Belton got like 50 hung on them last
60.
Week?
60. 60. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And Belton, like, and Belton's probably
the favorites.
Belton's probably one of the best 0-2 teams in the state right now.
So. Yeah, that's it. Hey, anyway, this Portis fella once again proves if you scratch just a little below the surface, there's a level of arrogance and entitlement that the rest of us really would have problems understanding. But now you know how professional athletes think of themselves.
Yes.
Did have a caller who mentioned the Reggie Bush thing just real quickly before we leave sports out.
What did he say?
Well, part of the problem was that he did not apologize to the new athletic director for what he did. Didn't apologize.
Pat Hayden?
Yeah, didn't apologize to, you know, the shame that he brought on the school. Didn't apologize for what he had done, and so.
Well, that's unfortunate.
It really is, but
That's
he's making money and he's, you know, got
a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, he's not worried about anything.
Yeah, so you know,
we'll move on from there. Residents in Mozambique, that's in Africa, think they figured out the cause of several recent train crashes. People in
trains.
Yeah, that too, and tracks and problems. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. People in the village of Sofala. Convinced that angry ancestral spirits are to blame for the train wrecks.
That was my next guess.
Yeah. Most of the crashes involved trains colliding with animals. At least one, a hippopotami. And have I told you that joke about the hippopotamus?
I don't believe you have.
Yeah, I have. Hippopotamus hide, the hide of the hippopotamus. Is that equal to the sum of the square of the other two hides? Remember. Okay, never mind. It was our Pythagorean theorem joke that we did 2 weeks ago. How could you have not remembered
it? I do remember it.
Yeah. Hey, we've got a story this morning about the College Station School District coming up with a system to be able to contact parents of all the grades there. I hope that they heard that story we had yesterday about the school district that had the rookie person running the system and remember
the fire alarm?
Yeah, the bogus phone calls that your child was not at school.
That's what it was.
Yeah, and then they got voicemail when they called the campus. So, hopefully they'll dodge that little problem. Hope that works out well for them. In the meantime, the government of Thailand installed a high-tech warning system after the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami. Now they have another problem. The Thai government has apologized after sending out a bogus tsunami warning this week. Once again, that's probably got folks a little bit antsy. The warning was apparently so convincing that hundreds fled their homes in absolute terror. Not the first problem with the warning system either. During previous drills, the sirens were so low that nobody could hear them.
Oops.
Yeah, other times the sirens have been fired off accidentally. An organized group of survivors from the tsunami are so upset, they are demanding officials in charge of this system be fired. Yet the first malfunction, you probably need to have a little focus group, maybe sit down and talk about what the problem was and see if you can do something to keep that from happening again. But, again, over in Thailand, that's probably not happening. All right, guys, see if this is true with you. By the way, I saw The Office last night with the fire alarm.
Oh, when Dwight sets the trash on
Dwight,
fire?
Dwight, the safety
officer. You had not seen that one before?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Sorry, just remembering it, though, throwing the cat up. Into the ceiling.
Yeah.
And
coming back down the other
Fluffy
side.
Fluffy comes down, a few tiles over. Yeah, anyway. Cantor
That's
Media.
Still one of the better opening sequences that
it
show's
is.
Ever had.
Went on and on. Cantor Media finds a mind-numbing 31 and a half minutes in any given hour of your typical TV reality show features some kind of advertising or marketing message. Now, Wipeout's not a reality show, is it? I mean,
it's a game show, okay. But it's kind of that, it's that blurred line because it's a takeoff on a Japanese game show.
Yeah.
So it's a takeoff somewhere between. It's more game show than reality because you don't get to know
I guess
the contestants.
That's probably right.
So.
Yeah, because I was mesmerized again by it last night. You know,
it's a great show.
If I turn that on accidentally, I just can't. I can't find the remote. I just have to watch it. But anyway, in your
so Jackie walks in and says. So let me get this straight. It's either Wipeout or a pawn shop.
No, she wasn't home, so it's okay. See, so I was able to watch that. See, I didn't have to have that situation where she walks in, looks at me, and just shakes her head and turns around and walks out. So, yeah, no, it's okay. I'm busted pretty much here on the radio, but, yeah, it's okay. Anyhow, so I don't watch reality shows, but it says 31 and a half minutes out of your typical reality show features some sort of advertising or marketing, including your standard national 30-second inventory, your TV promos, your in-show product placement, and other branded entertainment messages. I mean, that means, obviously, less than half of the viewing time is actually devoted to content. But again, when we're talking reality show, isn't content the most important thing? Scripted fare doesn't really stay much above the subtle shilling either, according to Kantar Media. There, 9.5 minutes of your average network programming show is attached to some kind of in-show branded stuff. For instance, 24-Hour Fitness is part of The Biggest Loser. Mm. Coca-Cola is part of American Idol. And various cookware manufacturers are in Hell's Kitchen or Master Chef. In some characters, like Modern Family, they get a bowl of Cheerios this season during a funny, off-kilter, or embarrassing morning kitchen scene. That TV producer might say that the effort is worth it because this is a real product and therefore makes it authentic. Also, the fact that, is it General Mills that makes Cheerios?
Mm-hmm.
Might,
yes.
Might be making a little money there.
Right.
So branded placement, just think about that as you get ready to watch your, when's the new TV season starts pretty soon?
It would have started by now. But,
yeah, probably another week, probably next week.
I was watching a rerun of 30 Rock the other night, and it was from season 2.
Uh-huh.
And you have this great scene between Liz and Jack as they're going back and forth about Verizon Wireless. And then Verizon Wireless must have been mentioned about half a dozen times in the exchange between the two of them. And finally, Tina Fey looks at the camera and says, "Can we have our money now?"
Oh, no. Is that right?
Cut to the next scene.
Outstanding.
Oh, it was great. It was great. Once again, why it may be the best show on television.
Yeah. So. Oh, remember yesterday we talked about Oprah, and Oprah's sending like her audience to Australia or something like that?
Yeah, because we were deciding, you know, if you didn't want to go and how I couldn't, how if it was me, I mean, Jamie. Yeah.
By yourself.
Jamie ain't going without me.
That's right. You got to do this. Well, we find out now Australia paid $2.3 million to bring Oprah there. How's that? Wow. Huh.
As if she didn't have enough money to pay for everybody to go on there.
Once
you know,
again, the
and fly first class.
The idea so that they can boost the global profile of Australia. Well, I thought they did that back with Crocodile Dundee.
Sure.
I mean, you know, that was
But that's
enough.
Been 20 years.
Yeah, I guess so. So it's a new list, and so the Opalites now can know that Australia is there.
Opalites.
I mean,
I like that. I like that. That's a nice little religious term for cult.
Just very nice. Now that just popped into my head. So we'll call them the Opalites from now on.
Opalites.
Large, you got the coach ready. Larger people. Yeah. Wanting to check out the latest attraction at the Universal Studios Orlando will finally be accommodated with modified seats because you might be...
Fat!
That's right. The Harry Potter and Forbidden Journey attraction at Universal's Island of Adventure theme park has had to turn larger guests away because they were of the larger size.
Fat!
The seat.
Yeah. I was waiting on a 2 fat. You know.
Sorry. Okay. No. Well, no. They're now just fat. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, I've seen, as a matter of fact, just recently I went to a amusement parkatorium.
Uh-huh.
And I actually saw, it wasn't that the person couldn't fit in the seat. It's just, you know, when they bring that security bar down.
That's it.
Hits them in the chin.
The restraints will not close.
One of their chins.
Exactly. Yeah. The bar would not close.
Yeah.
And they had to very... tactfully tell the man that he wasn't able to run.
No. See, they're handling it all wrong. You let them sign a waiver and take their chances.
Yeah. Or you just keep pressing on that bar until it clicks.
Well, that or you give them a rope and you wrap it around them twice and you hope for the best.
Yeah,
right?
You know, you see a fat guy flying out on a roller coaster, I mean, hey, it's the brakes.
That's right. Yeah, you give him the chance.
Yeah, you sign the waiver.
Yeah.
You know, as they're flying through the air, wave that waiver at
really.
Them, you know?
You want to have this thrill with your kids or not? Hello?
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, I was one of those people who were rejected off rides, you know, but it seems like the park should pay, I should have to pay half price.
Yeah, well, sure, because
there.
You can't ride a ride, of course.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's right.
I love that robust rule. If they had had that when I went to Disney World, there wouldn't have been any lines.
Wait a minute. The robust rule? I like that.
Yeah.
That's very sensitive.
He's using the same adjective that I've heard used to describe spaghetti sauce.
Yeah. It would clear the park in some ways.
You know, the man does have a point about giving them a discount.
Yeah.
Because
then you're going to have to make them go into a line and sit down in. It's like your carry-on luggage. All right, you've got the little bracket there that you slide the bag in. If it doesn't fit in there, you can't carry it on. You have to check that bag. So now they're going to go in. They're going. You know, pull that thing over the top of them.
Yeah.
If it doesn't go all the way down, what, you get 30% off park admission?
Well.
And isn't that encouraging obesity at that point in time?
Well, yeah, first you got to have the tow rope to get him out. And then.
Well, but, you know, you got the little, you know, what is the Rocky Raccoon that has his little arm up saying you got to be this high.
Right.
Maybe you got to also have arms stretched out. You know, you can't be any bigger than
this. Well, you got to back into it. It's like, yeah, like you say, you got to put the luggage in before you take
exactly.
it on. You
yeah, like the luggage
fit.
Thing.
If a groan is involved, you're probably too big.
But,
and over time, the bars would bend out slightly because people would just force their way
in. Not only are they not going to take up space in line, but they're going to eat more concessions.
That's it. Well, that's what you do. Is well, now, I'm,
now and Tom, now, that's that is profiling.
Wait, now,
that is profiling.
Profiling's wrong. Well, but now, wait a minute. Okay. Now you think about that.
Don't immediately assume that they're going to make
profiling that what that fat people don't eat a lot.
Well, no, that they're going to make a beeline for the funnel cake.
No, they won't. What they'll do is they'll sit on a bench and we'll have purveyors of snacks roll by,
so they don't even have to move.
Well, it brings a whole new meaning to concession.
It's hard to keep cool and to keep your cool when the temperature is well into the hundreds. Once again, Sonny's Barbershop has a great idea. Whether you work outside or inside, you're bound to lose both types of your cool at some time. So stop by Sonny's Barbershop and soak up their cold AC. Then relax in the chair and let the pros at Sonny's give you a crisp, cool new haircut. Not only will you look cool, you'll be able to keep your cool. And that's one way to stay cool in 100 plus weather. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria across from the Tejas Center.
Everyone is tightening their belts about now, and at Dexter Mortgage, we can help. We can lower your interest rate or change the terms of your loan to better fit your financial future. And rates are great. 30-year loan is just in the mid-fours now with good credit. A 15-year note is even less. Do you want to remodel your home or pay off those pesky credit cards, get a tax deduction at the same time? You may have all the money that you need. The problem is, it's all in your home. Solution? Dexter Mortgage. We can explain to you your options. Get the money that you need. We make loans honestly without all that double talk. I know that not everyone refinances or purchases a new home every day, but we do. Call me today. I'm Debbie Davis with Dexter Mortgage. We handle government loans like FHA and VA, conventional loans, 30, 20, and 15-year notes, construction loans, even cash-out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. We do it all. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Look for a high temperature all week long, probably in the middle 90s, 94, 95, something like that. Low temperature expected to probably be in the lower to mid 70s. Humidities will be down. Bad news is there's no rain in the forecast. Good news is humidity's down, so it'll kind of cool off a little bit in the evenings. We do need to tell you there's, once again, heavy fog over on 60 as you're headed really from Brazos County out into Grimes County, maybe on to Washington County. So if that's your path today, once again, you may have some heavy fog that you'll encounter there. Right now we've got a little bit of fog and mist out there. We have 75 degrees.
Flu season is here, and this year UPA wants to make it easier than ever to get your kids vaccinated. Beginning Monday, September 20th, UPA will host a flu shot clinic one floor below their office on Rock Prairie Road. No appointments are required, and shots are available for the entire family. Get your flu shot early. You'll help stop the spread of the virus, and that helps our entire community stay healthy. For more information, including specific dates and hours, log on to upadocs.com and click on the flu bug. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Get this. When Vice President Joe Biden announced to America this would be the summer of recovery, he wasn't talking about jobs. So says Austin Goolsbee, Obama's new head economic advisor. Asked on Fox News Sunday how 280,000 jobs lost this summer was a recovery, Goolsbee said that Vice President Biden was talking about the summer of recovery in reference to the Recovery Act, which meant the creation of infrastructure and other projects ramping up over the summer, not jobs. So according to the regime's head economic geek, and that's what he is, despite high unemployment, we are in a recovery, because recovery does not mean jobs. Now, speaking of stimulus, those of you out of work will be relieved to learn that more of the porculous funds Democrats spent to not create jobs are now accounted for. Turns out the National Institute of Mental Health spent almost $1 million in stimulus money on a project by UCLA researchers. It's a study designed to teach uncircumcised men in Africa how to wash their privates. I'm not making this up. The genital washing study was begun last year, will continue into next year. It's a large program for a large problem, apparently. So remember, Obama put Vice President Biden in charge of making sure porculous money would be spent wisely. Almost $1 million spent washing genitals in Africa, not even American genitals. And Biden's summer of recovery wasn't supposed to produce jobs. It's a good thing the genitals are clean because somebody, folks, is being screwed royally.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Somewhere in America, the blades of a turbine turn slowly above the windswept plain. This solitary turbine could power over 500 homes, but only if the power can reach them. Fortunately, Siemens Smart Grid Solutions help get energy from many different sources to where it's needed, reliably and efficiently. Smart answers help the environment, and the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Mark, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight repair, SafeLight replace.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 72 degrees right now at the studios as we head toward a high today of about 95. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analyst, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Using her employer's credit card to pay her electric bill has landed a former executive director of a Bryan church-based nonprofit in jail. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
45-year-old Shannon Seal once oversaw Mosaic of Southeast Texas, which, among other things, operates group homes occupied by developmentally disabled residents. Seal told Bryan police, according to court records, she used two Mosaic credit cards to pay nearly $2,100 for 5 months of BTU bills at her home on Woodglen. Seal originally listed the BTU bills at a Mosaic home on Carter Creek Parkway. Seal, who lives in Houston, according to jail records, was originally accused by Mosaic officials of using three cards for personal purchases totaling nearly $20,000. But the criminal case involves only the charges to pay the BTU bill. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station School District is implementing a new notification system for parents.
On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, if you have a child in CSISD, depending on the grade level or campus level, you should be getting an introductory call and email from your campus.
CSISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says the messenger system will relay information, emergency information that is, by phone and email.
And this is something that we can use in emergency situations to quickly notify a bunch of folks. Maybe last week would have been a good time when we had a tornado warning coming right through the middle of our district. And it's something we're really excited about, just yet another way for us to communicate more effectively with our community.
In the future, parents of College Station students will also be able to receive text messages. Texas Education Commissioner Robert Scott is asking lawmakers to spare state funding for pre-kindergarten programs. However, he suggests eliminating funding approved last year for new science labs. Textbook funding also would take a major hit in the Texas Education Agency's budget request for the next biennium. State leaders have asked agencies to cut their requests by 10% to help lawmakers grapple with a budget hole that could be close to $18 billion. For the TEA, that means proposed cuts of more than $260 million. Apprehension and skepticism a year ago by Bryant School District teachers and administrators turned into success stories. That was the report at this week's Board of Trustees meeting following the first year of hiring a full-time person at each of Bryant's middle schools to work with 25 students with behavioral issues. Federal economic stimulus money picked up the $300,000 cost for the two-year program. Board President Pat Shields was asked what happens to the program next year.
I think one thing about this district for sure is that we're data-driven. We're going to look at a lot of the data and see, and I know they showed a lot of slides tonight that showed, you know, increases in test scores, decreases in disciplinary referrals, and, you know, we'll weigh the cost of the program and see where we are, because really with them, we're just with one full-time employee extra at the four campuses, if I remember correctly.
The board decided to try the in-school program over creating a separate campus to address middle school students with disciplinary issues. If your driving takes you along Briarcrest from Bryant High School to the freeway, be prepared for some snags in the next couple of days. TxDOT reports BTU is removing electric lines starting today and continuing through Sunday. Between today and Sunday, there will be a variety of lane closures on Briarcrest. The southbound lane freeway frontage road, rather, will be closed today through Friday. The northbound frontage road will be closed on Saturday, and the freeway at Briarcrest will be closed on Sunday. TxDOT has also announced an open house next Tuesday for anyone wanting to learn more about an overpass that will be built on West Villa Maria over Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Between 5 and 7 p.m. next Tuesday, you'll have the opportunity to visit one-on-one with TxDOT planners and designers. There will be no formal presentation. The come-and-go meeting will be held at the Bryant VFW Hall on Harvey Mitchell Parkway. And Texas A&M University leads the state in personalized license plates, and officials have announced two new designs. One features an Aggie football helmet, and the other is a maroon-out design. Proceeds from those plates will fund the Bonfire Memorial, the Corps of Cadets, and Aggie Athletics. The original A&M license plate design will remain available, and sales of that first design will continue to fund student scholarships. So far, $2.6 million have been generated. You can take a look at the tags. They're available on our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:35, 72 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farmer ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Breaking the rules is nothing new for the BMW 3 Series. That's what made it an icon and put it on the Car and Driver 10 best list for an unprecedented 19 years in a row. So now the 3 Series is breaking rules again with an exceptional offer of no down payment required. That means no security deposit either. Just take the wheel of your 3 Series, sedan, coupe, or convertible, and make your first month's payment. Or if you'd prefer, take advantage of exceptional 0.9% financing. It's up to you. Either way, it's a rare chance to drive this ultimate driving machine. And remember, you'll be covered by BMW no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands over other brands, according to Edmunds.com. So come test drive the rule-breaking 3 Series today at a BMW center near you.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do. Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy, too. Schulte Roofs are above all the rest. They stand up to the test. Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
You know, most roofing contractors' warranties and guarantees are full of holes. Not at Schulte. We offer manufacturer-certified and drug-tested installers, 20-year transferable workmanship warranties, a 100% money-back guarantee, and if the roof ever does leak, we'll fix the leak, repair any interior damage, and pay you $250. No holes in our warranty or guarantees. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
They've been an indisputable force on the international jazz scene for more than 40 years. Now, these 10-time Grammy Award winners bring their vocal prowess to Rudder Auditorium to kick off the new Opus season. Direct from New York City, get ready for jazz legends, the Manhattan Transfer.
5,000 light years from Birdland, but I'm still preaching the rhythm.
These ambassadors of harmony will hit the stage of Rudder backed by an equally explosive band for an electrifying opening night concert.
Now you go through St. Louis,
Joplin, Missouri,
and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty.
MSC Opus presents the Manhattan Transfer, sponsored by Allstate, Saturday night, September 25th in Rudder Auditorium. For tickets, visit mscopus.org or call 845-1234. That's 845-1234.
Scott & White Health Plan isn't just about taking care of sick people. We're committed to helping our members stay strong and well. Health Plus from Scott & White Health Plan provides affordable medical coverage for individuals and families, with plans starting as low as $55 a month for individuals. And there's never any charge for preventive services such as annual checkups, physicals, screening mammograms, and standard labs and x-rays. To learn more about Health Plus and get your free quote, call us toll-free at 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. You can also apply online at swhp.org/radio. Scott & White Health Plan. We're Texas friendly. Plans are medically underwritten and have benefit exclusions and limitations. Call for costs and complete details of coverage. $55 premium is based upon a healthy male age 29, March 1st, 2010 effective date. Saver 5,000 plan. Premiums vary based on age and gender.
Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
High pressure will control the weather over the next couple of days, keeping it rather warm. We'll have sunshine today. We're going to be anywhere from 90 to 95. Tonight should be partly cloudy with a low of 70 to 75. Tomorrow there'll be some sun. There could be a shower in the afternoon. Highs will be up close to 90. Looking ahead to tomorrow night, we're going to be partly cloudy, 75. And we're partly sunny with a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm on Friday. Temperatures again close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Coming up on Bravo Brazos Valley, we're going to brag more about Texas A&M. We're going to talk more about what we told you the other day about A&M being ranked second in the nation by the Wall Street Journal on by companies for graduates that are most likely to succeed. We'll talk about that and an honor for a longtime A&M professor. That's all coming up on Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese and Associates.
Oh, I thought the Wall Street Journal was talking about the football team when they ranked them second behind Penn State, but I guess that wasn't
No. Everybody knows Penn State lost last
That's
Saturday.
Right. Penn State lost last week, and the Aggies won. Chet Edwards joins us this morning. How you doing, Chet?
Scott, doing great. It was great to see the Louisiana Tech A&M game and all the veterans and law enforcement officials that were honored as part of remembrance of September 11th. That was a great reflection on the values of A&M and our community.
Anybody keep track of how many hands y'all shook there, because they were back of the end zone to back of the end zone?
You know, it was a lot. It was from one field into the field to the other, as you said. But you know what? That's a reminder of how many just everyday heroes there are out there. And that's one of the things that just inspires me constantly. People who don't get in the headlines, don't expect to, but they're out there just giving something back. And you know, in these tough times, there's a lot of frustration out there in our communities, understandably so. It's just good to be reminded how many everyday heroes there are. And you know, there are over 1,000 U.S. veterans that are students at A&M. And I met with quite a few of them before the Louisiana Tech game on Saturday. And just still an awful lot of great people out there making this the best country in the world.
You know, the so now House is back in session this week, been out for a long time, and I know that there are a lot of races that are coming up, so the thought is that the House and the Senate may not be in session as long as they normally are. Have you got an idea as to how long y'all will be back in D.C.?
Well, right now the House is scheduled to be in through about the end of the first week of October. That could be cut short by 1 week. I'm disappointed that the appropriation bills have not passed. That's the one thing Congress must do every year, or you shut down the VA, you shut down the Department of Defense, and obviously we're not going to let that happen. So what's going to be very important probably next week will be the passing of a continuing resolution. That keeps funding the federal agencies at a frozen level at last year's funding level, and that would last starting October 1 until we pass the full appropriation bills. The end of the fiscal year is the end of September, so October 1 is the beginning of a new fiscal year. So that's the one thing we must do over the next several weeks, and that is pass that CR to continue the level funding, not an increase, but a level funding in our federal agencies so they're not shut down.
Chad Edwards joining us from D.C. Of course, you've been in the district for a long time. In the time that you have been in session last to where we are now, the president's approval rating has fallen anywhere from 8 to 12%. Tell me what kind of sense you're getting in this district.
Well, what I get is a sense of real frustration. And frankly, I share that frustration. People are worried about the economy. Folks have either lost their jobs or many people are concerned about potentially losing their jobs. We've even seen some layoffs recently in the Brazos Valley that have people concerned. I think they're especially frustrated that Washington is not working the way it should, that there is so much harsh partisanship on both sides of the aisle. And frankly, I agree strongly with our district on that. We're not going to solve the big problems like the deficit unless we get some people crossing into common ground to find common sense solutions to our major problems. So I find a lot of frustration over that. I think there's a sense that President Obama has just tried to overreach. And yes, he did inherit two wars and the largest deficits in American history before he was sworn into office. But I think there's a sense that that the health care bill, the cap and trade bill, were just examples of overreaching government trying to do too much too quickly. And of course, it's one of the reasons I voted no on the health care reform bill and why I voted no on the cap and trade energy bill.
Now, yesterday, so folks understand that when they hear the Bush tax cuts, continuing those tax cuts and how they will continue is a question that has drawn some pretty significant lines. The tax cuts under the Bush plan for those making above $250,000 and those below, this seems to be where the parties have split the ways. Yesterday, the Democrats, I think, met behind closed doors to discuss this, basically coming out of there with the idea that the Senate is looking at this and they don't have enough votes to pass it, nor do the Republicans. What do you hear from that meeting last night? And explain to our listeners how you feel about the idea of that upper end, that $200,000 for individuals, $250,000 for families, and whether or not they should continue to have tax cuts.
Well, I was not in any meeting last night, so I'm going to end up doing what I believe is right for our district and country. I believe what we ought to do is make permanent the middle income tax cuts for people under $250,000 a year. And I believe we should extend the temporary Bush tax cuts for those making over $250,000 for at least 1 year because of the nature of the economy. The economy is still teetering. We're not seeing the economic growth we'd like to see. We're not losing 700,000 jobs a month we were a year and a half ago, but we're only gaining about 67,000 private sector jobs a month. That's better than where we were 2 years ago, but it's not where we need to be. The problem I have with making all of the Bush tax cuts permanent, all the temporary ones permanent, is that it will cost $3 trillion in additional national debt over the next 10 years. And my question to those who want to make all the Bush tax cuts permanent, how are you going to pay for it? And how much debt are you willing to add on the backs of our children? And let me put that into perspective. The health care reform bill that I voted against because of the cost of that bill is about a $1 trillion bill over 10 years. Extending all of the Bush tax cuts, once again, would add about $3 trillion to the national debt. So about three times more addition to the national debt than even the cost of the very expensive health care reform bill.
Well, with all due respect, though, this is a Congress that passed a health care, passed a TARP bill that put a massive amount of debt on us, on our children and our grandchildren. So they're guilty of the exact same thing.
Well, Scott, let me remind you that it was President Bush that pushed the passage of the financial stabilization bill to stabilize our economy. At the time, groups such as the U.S. Chamber of Commerce said we were on the verge of an economic collapse. And the taxpayers, the unknown fact out there is that the taxpayers are actually going to make a profit off of the money that was loaned to the bank. So a lot of national economists say, had it not been for President Bush passing the financial stabilization bill 2 years ago, we would probably have in fact, John McCain's economic advisor said without that bill, we would have 8.5 million more people unemployed, and the national debt would be much higher.
Small business people are concerned about the 1099 reporting requirements. Now, yesterday, the Senate considered two different proposals to reform that. Basically, the idea is it's going to make $17 billion to help fund health care, and businesses are going to have to report every purchase from every vendor above $600. That is a ton of paperwork for small businesses. For businesses of any size, that is a massive amount of paperwork. The Senate could not come to any kind of a reform plan yesterday. Talk about how that happened in the House and what you think the future is about 1099 reporting requirements.
Well, first, I voted against the health care reform bill that had that provision in it. Second, I co-sponsored the bill to repeal that provision for the very reason that you mentioned. This is incredibly onerous on small businesses, and you know we need to encourage small businesses to grow and not put more paperwork on their backs. I voted for repeal of this provision in the House, but because it was under the what's called the suspension calendar, while it got a majority of votes in the House, it didn't get the two-thirds vote needed to pass. So I'm hoping the House will vote on that measure again, and the Senate will sit down and have cooler minds prevail and work out a compromise. This is just not the time to be putting an extra burden of massive paperwork on small businesses. They're really the engine that will add the new jobs more than the large corporations in this country. So they're the ones we need to really focus our efforts on. And, you know, putting this paperwork on their backs hurts, not helps small businesses.
Congressman Chet Edwards joins us on most Wednesdays when Congress is in session. You can hear our entire interview on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time.
Scott, thank you now.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Are you looking for health insurance for your business? Brown & Company Insurance Services offers exactly what you need. Brown & Company will help you discover flexible, affordable programs and services for groups of all sizes. No matter how diverse your company needs may be, Brown & Company has a solution for you.
Obtain affordable group coverage for your business today. Contact me, Brian Brown, at Brown & Company Insurance Services for your free quote. 694-6900. Or on the web at bcins.net.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
When you look in the mirror, do you see fine lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth? If you'd like to reverse those signs of aging, the Cool Touch laser treatment is for you. Cool Touch is a unique type of laser energy which rebuilds and replenishes your own natural collagen, leaving your skin softer and younger. Cool Touch is also approved for treatment of moderate to severe acne and acne scars. There's no downtime following the procedure. For more information on the Cool Touch laser, call Child's Dermatology Clinic at 696-4444.
Most of us say we have empathy for those who are struggling in our society, but I think we're also conditioned to feel deep down a certain disdain for the unfortunate among us. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In America, we grew up with the idea that we can shape our own destiny. It's the land of opportunity. We believe we have the ability to control our lives and rise to the top. And we tend to look down on those who are weak. You're homeless? That's too bad. Maybe you need to work harder at finding a job. You're depressed? Well, just stop feeling sorry for yourself and get your act together. We might not say these things out loud, but it's often what we're thinking. The thing is, none of us are immune. At some point, we're going to face trials. Divorce, abuse, unemployment, the death of a child. When we see these things happen to others, we're reminded of our own vulnerabilities, and we don't like it. We'd rather shut it out and pretend it can't happen to us. But at some point, it will. It's possible we will become the out-of-work neighbor, the addict, the victim. If we can look at our friends and neighbors with empathy rather than judgment when they face trials, we'll be much better equipped to deal with the pain when it comes our way. Rather than boasting about our strength, we need to embrace and accept our weakness and brokenness. Then we can find solace in the embrace of faith and friends and family. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Ever wake up aching and feeling like this? Or this? If morning pain sometimes leaves you feeling drained, try this. Introducing Bear AM, an extra-strength pain reliever with alertness aid, specially formulated to fight morning pain and fatigue. So you can feel like this. Turn morning pain into get up and go with new Bear AM, the morning pain reliever.
Some people do not realize they could save hundreds on their car insurance by switching to Geico. Despite the millions of drivers switching to Geico, they shell out extra money for car insurance elsewhere. They must enjoy spending more on things they can have for less. A ham sandwich for $5, they say? Nonsense, here's 10. Hats off to you, brave souls. The rest of us just like to save money.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
One more time, good Wednesday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a look at your sports, 7:54, and the sports is brought to you by Awards and More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. Well, through two games, the Aggie defense has allowed less than 100 yards rushing total and only three touchdowns, and that's been good enough to overcome some early offensive sluggishness and four first-half fumbles last week. So Mike Sherman has no trouble praising his defense, but says that there's no difference than anyone else there. There's still improvement to do. Here's Mike Sherman.
But there's a lot of things defensively we got to get better at, and hopefully it will come together this week. But I'm very pleased with their effort. We talked about having fanatical effort on defense, and I'm really pleased with the way we chase the football and the passion with which we're playing defense. But, you know, just like the offensive line, it's a new defense, and they're still getting comfortable with things, and it's going to take a little while for us to be at full force. But I thought we took a step this week from the week before and just take another step.
The Aggies will take on Florida International Saturday night at 6 o'clock at Kyle Field. Here's your midweek high school football report. All District 12 5A teams except for Bryan have this weekend off because they've all played their three pre-district games. 1-1 Bryan was off in week zero, so they still have this Friday's game with College Park to play at Merrill Green Stadium. The district race starts next Friday, the 24th, when Consol is at Temple, Bryan at Ellison, Coppers Cove at Belton, and Harker Heights at Shoemaker. That'll be on Saturday, the 25th, that last game. The 3-0 Rudder Rangers will travel to C.E. King Friday night for a game that'll be broadcast right here on 1620 WTAW. A win will give them a perfect record going into their first 4A district game a week from Friday when they host Hutto. Down the road, 2-1 Navasota will try to shake off their 17-0 shutout loss to Rudder by hosting 6th-ranked Cameron Friday night. The Rattlers are in a 6-team 3A district, so they still have Wharton left on their non-district schedule. That'll be on October the 1st. The Aggie women's golf team lost more ground at their own fall preview tournament at Traditions yesterday, shooting a 307, falling from 11th to 15th place in the standings that are headed up by Alabama. The Tide have a four-shot lead over LSU after two rounds, with the final round scheduled for this morning. Sarah Zwartinski leads the Aggies, shot an even par 72, and is one under for the tournament. The Aggies teeing off at 8:24 this morning out at Traditions. Texas slugger David Murphy had a home run upheld on replay as the Rangers dumped Detroit 11-4. Texas has won six in a row now, increasing the team's lead in the AL West to 9 games over Oakland and reducing their magic number now to 10. Texas Rangers second baseman Ian Kinsler is appealing his one-game suspension for taking part in an on-field celebration after being ejected Friday against the New York Yankees. Kinsler says he assumed that because the 13-inning game was finished and the Rangers won, that he wasn't barred from returning to the field. Well, he was wrong. Houston rookie Chris Johnson nailed a three-run home run in the first inning as the Astros held on for a 3-2 win over the Milwaukee Brewers yesterday. Astros starter Bud Norris allowed one run and three hits in 7 1/3 innings. Hall of Famer Tony Perez says that former teammate Pete Rose is a changed man and deserves induction into the Hall of Fame, despite agreeing to a lifetime ban in 1989 for betting on baseball. An emotional Rose was contrite after being roasted Saturday at a casino near Cincinnati. Perez, one of several former Reds in attendance, says that Rose cried as he spoke at the end of the event. Perez, who now works for the Florida Marlins as a special assistant to the team president, says that Rose, quote, is a different guy now. He's changed. I believe it. He knows he made a big mistake. He's apologized late, but he's doing it now. For now, Rose is barred from the Hall of Fame because of the lifetime ban. Rose will turn 70 next April. And the NFL is condemning the remarks made by Washington Redskins running back Clinton Portis concerning female reporters in the locker room. Portis told a radio station yesterday that both players and female reporters have wandering eyes when sexes are mixed in a locker room setting. League spokesman Greg Aiello said that Portis's comments were clearly inappropriate, offensive, and have no place in the NFL. Volleyball Crosstown Showdown last night went to Consol. They won it in four games, and that's a look at sports. It's Tom Turbeville, News Talk 1620.
Here's the latest from ABC News. Good morning. I'm Richard Davies. Revolt from the right. The Tea Party movement is celebrating another big victory this morning. Christine O'Donnell, the surprising winner in Delaware's Republican Senate primary. She did it without help from party officials.
They never thought that I can win this race, and I believe that we can win without them.
O'Donnell appeared in ABC's Good Morning America talking about her prospects for November. More from ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Tea Party candidates have now prevailed over the establishment in at least seven Republican Senate primaries, and votes are still being counted in New Hampshire, where Tea Partiers are also hoping for a victory.
Democrats say Tea Party policies are outside the political mainstream. The House Speaker says she's confident her party will keep control of Congress in November.
I'm not yielding one grain of sand. I want to have the same big, strong majority we have, but I feel certain that we will.
Nancy Pelosi. A new Al-Qaeda tape released today on the Internet. The number two man in the terrorist group, Ayman al-Zawahiri. He urges people in Pakistan to rise up against a corrupt government. The video posted on several insurgent websites. American hiker Sarah Short is set to get a medical exam today, her first full checkup. After 13 months in an Iranian prison, she was freed yesterday and then flew to the Gulf state of Oman. More from ABC's Jim Sciutto.
It's a bittersweet day for the families of Josh Fatale and Shane Bauer, who are still behind bars in Tehran. Certainly happy to see Sarah Short freed, all three of them very close, the families very close. But their mother's saying today, it's way too much time now. It's really time for everyone to be sent home.
The three Americans were arrested nearly 14 months ago after straying across the border into Iran. They were charged with espionage. This is ABC News.
Living with gout flares can be like occasionally firing up the barbecue in your big toe or periodically putting your weed whacker to work on your pinky knuckle. Yep, a gout flare is no summer picnic. Visit gout.com or ask your doctor about better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. You might see a little less of one very unwelcome summer visitor. Gout.com, now updated with even more information to help you fight for fewer flares.
AutoZone. Your engine works hard for you every day, so make sure it's protected with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart oil change jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $16.99. Or upgrade to Castrol High Mileage and a premium Fram Tough Guard oil filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your engine. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Some big recall news this morning, this time from the popular children's spot Chuck E. Cheese, which is recalling some toys that can fall apart and cause a hazard.
The company is recalling over 1 million light-up rings. You can wear them on a finger. And 120,000 star-shaped eyeglasses. Both can break apart, exposing the batteries. One child swallowed a battery. The other put it up his nose. Parents should immediately take away these products from their children and return them to a Chuck E. Cheese.
ABC's Lisa Stark in Washington. Drugs such as Actonel, Beneva, and Fosamax could raise the risk for a rare type of fracture in the thigh bone.
An expert panel reviewed all of the evidence, the most extensive review to date, and concluded that there is a link between using these drugs for long term and these unusual breaks in the femur.
Dr. Richard Besser is ABC's senior health and medical editor. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. If you're a student, Awards & More can engrave personal items, such as cell phones, iPods, laptops, and more. Do you need t-shirts for your student organization? Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and imprinted promotional products and embroidery. Remember, everyone needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 for Awards & More today.
Senator Phil Graham.
68 times there were efforts to cut wasteful spending, but Congressman Chet Edwards didn't support a single one. Chet Edwards voted for every Obama appropriation causing the deficit to explode. Chet voted for the $1 trillion stimulus bill, the bailout bill, the Obama budget with a $1 trillion deficit, and on February the 4th, he voted for the largest increase in federal debt in American history. 6 days later, Congressman Chet Edwards wrote to the people of the district, "This election is about fiscal responsibility so we don't drown our children in national debt." Don't you love Washington? The hypocrisy, the cynicism. Don't we deserve better?
I'm Bill Flores, candidate for Congress. I approve this message. If you send me to Washington, I'm going to shut down the Obama spending machine. Paid for by Bill Flores for Congress.
WTAW News Time, 8:05, 74 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the mid-90s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. It's brought to you by Mr. Electric, your expert electrical service. Call 775-0777 or go to MrElectric.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The former executive director of a Bryan Church-based nonprofit assisting the disabled is accused of misusing her former employer's credit cards. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
45-year-old Shannon Seal worked at Mosaic of Southeast Texas. According to court records, Seal filed paperwork stating she used two credit cards to pay for electric bills at a home Mosaic owns on Carter Creek Parkway, occupied by developmentally disabled residents. Seal later told investigators she used the cards to pay almost $2,100 in BTU bills for her home on Woodglen between March and October of last year. An official of the Mosaic office in suburban Dallas who filed the original police report last January accused Seal of using three company credit cards for personal purchases totaling nearly $20,000. But the criminal case against Seal involves only the charges to pay the BTU bill. Jail records listed Seal's current address in Houston. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Parents of students in the College Station School District should be getting contacted by a new notification system.
It will allow us to quickly and effectively contact all of the parents within our district via telephone, via email, and eventually via SMS text.
CSISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says the messenger system will also catch outdated information.
One of the things we really need to do is to try to shore up our data, make sure we have correct phone numbers and email addresses for parents. So we may be contacting you directly after this first wave of phone calls and emails are sent out to try to make sure we have the correct data in our system.
Phone calls introducing parents in the College Station schools to the new messenger system will continue through tomorrow. The bodies of two more people killed by floodwaters from Tropical Storm Hermine last week have been found in the Austin area. One of the bodies has been identified as that of 51-year-old Jennifer Ring of Austin. The mother of two had been missing since she drove into Swiftwater on September 8th. Meanwhile, 25 miles to the north in Georgetown, police found the debris-wrapped body of a man Tuesday in a drainage field. A police statement says the cause of death hasn't been determined, but the Hermine flooding was a factor. His identity has been released. or has not been released. That brings the Hermine-related death total to 8, 7 in Texas and 1 in Oklahoma. Most of the time at this week's Bryan School Board meeting was taken with recaps of last year's education of students with behavioral issues. The focus was on the district's 4 middle schools where federal economic stimulus money was spent on hiring a staff person at each building. Board President Pat Shield says individual attention was given to 25 students at each building, but the impact went beyond that.
They probably touched 70 to 100 apiece in the course of the year, starting with the 25. Some of them got their stuff together, got their act together, and got back. And these kids were mainstream. They stayed in the mainstream. They were only pulled out for a little discussions or to, you know, help them with some counseling issues or whatever, but they did stay within the classroom. So they really touted what a success it was.
When the federal money is gone a year from now, Shield says the board will weigh the results of keeping students in school versus the $300,000 expense to determine if the program will continue. More traffic advisories have been announced by the Texas Department of Transportation. Today through Sunday, you can expect snags near and around Bryan High School as a BTU contractor will remove electric lines. You can expect problems along Briarcrest between now and Sunday, also at near the intersection of Earl Rudder Freeway. Next Tuesday, TxDOT's hosting a come-and-go informational meeting for anyone interested in learning more about the upcoming construction of an overpass on Villa Maria going over Harvey Mitchell Parkway. There's no formal presentation. It's a come and go for you to meet with designers and planners. That's from 5 until 7 at the VFW Hall in Bryan on 2018. And Texas A&M University has created 2 more license tags for Aggie supporters. Since collegiate plates were first offered 20 years ago, A&M has led all state schools in purchases. To date, more than $2.6 million have been raised from sales to fund student scholarships. Proceeds from the new tags will go to Aggie Athletics, the Corps of Cadets, and the Bonfire Memorial. Prices for the new plates will vary because they include 1, 5, and 10-year options. You can take a look at the new tags online, one with a football helmet and the other a maroon-out design. You can see them both on our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 810, 74 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Mr. Electric. Final news update for you coming up at 8:30, and Bryan Mayor Jason Bayinski is our guest next on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Knowledge is power, and at Mr. Electric, they have the power to make things better. The professional electricians at Mr. Electric get it right the first time, delivering the most comprehensive electrical services, including installation, upgrades, and repair. As well as a 24/7 immediate response service, Mr. Electric should always be your first call. Feel confident knowing you, your family, and your property will be treated with the respect and attention you deserve. Mr. Electric, Aggie and veteran owned and operated. Call 775-0777 or click MrElectric.com.
Hi, I'm Augustine Trevino, owner of Trevino Smith Funeral Home. We are a full-service facility offering traditional services, cremations, prepaid burial plans, and monuments. I began my funeral career right here in the Brazos Valley over 18 years ago. We are involved in the community and are proud to be locally owned. Trevino Smith Funeral Home is located at 2610 South Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call us anytime at 822-2424 with any questions regarding a personalized service. And remember, at Trevino Smith Funeral Home, serving your family is our family business.
If it's time to remodel your bathroom, call 979-260-8000. Since 1979, Rebath has been manufacturing quality bathroom products. Our shower bases, tubs, and wall surrounds are made from Durabath SSP, a solid surface polymer that is non-porous and very easy to clean. Rebath has over 60 different pattern and color combinations to choose from and comes with a lifetime warranty. We're located now in Bryan College Station. For quality and value for your bathroom, call 979-260-8000. That's 979-260-8000. For safety in the bathroom, convert your tub into a new walk-in shower with grab bars and a seat. Call today, 979-260-8000. Upgrade the look, style, and design with Rebath. For a free estimate, call 979-260-8000. Let Rebath make a difference in your home with quality bathroom remodeling.
When we met JT, he was in an incubator suffering from the drugs his mother took while pregnant.
As JT's court-appointed special advocates, his CASAs, we fought for his medical care and the drug rehab his mother needed.
Now JT is a healthy toddler and his mom is a safe, drug-free parent.
Volunteer as a CASA.
Make a lifelong difference in a child's life and your own.
Go to becomeacasa.org. Sponsored by Texas CASA.
8:13, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather.
High pressure leads to sunshine. That sunshine leads to it being rather warm. We're headed up to about 90 to 95 this afternoon. It's going to be partly cloudy across the area overnight. Lows will be 70 to 75. Tomorrow, partial sun, threat of a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. It's going to be 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will drop down to about 75. Friday, some sunshine with the threat of a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Highs Friday near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:13, the mayor of Bryan is here this morning. You got any questions for Jason Bianski?
Good morning, Scott.
How are you? So I was thinking about selling this house. And I got, no, I'm kidding.
That's the next conversation.
Yeah, okay,
Scott.
We'll do that. Yeah, we'll do that next time.
Make an offer you can't refuse.
There you go. I know you have some stuff that you want to talk about. But let's do this because we got – you ready? Hang on. Wait, here we go. For the second time in, I don't know, 6 weeks, we got the mayor of Bryan bringing us news, you know, because the other day we were talking about the letters from the Art Center in College Station and where they went. But this one really is kind of serious, matter of fact. Y'all made an announcement last night.
Well, we did. The last item of the city council meeting was naming the interim city manager, and we named Keene Register as our interim city manager. He had served in that capacity the last time when we were without a city manager after our past city manager retired. And so we decided to go forward and have a neutral, somewhat of a outside party come in and work with the council and staff as we search for a new city manager.
All right, then what do you say to those people who say that's hardly neutral? He comes from BTU, and if, in fact, the city manager and Dan Wilkerson, the head of BTU, were crossing swords, how could you call this a neutral choice?
Neutral, meaning there are several people at City Hall right now that would like to be the next city manager. So to not give one an advantage over the other and putting them in the interim position, or to put them in the position and then it could hinder, you know, their – depending on what happens, you know, with council members approaching that potential candidate and saying, I need you to do this or I'm not going to vote for you, it could get really political. So it's best to put someone in there to kind of drive the ship. We've got two excellent assistant city managers and department heads there to help us at the city. And so it gives us a chance to kind of mull over the applications and evaluate all the in-house people that we have without necessarily putting them in a any circumstances or putting someone at a disadvantage.
Okay, as one member of council, is Keene Register one of the people who you would consider for the permanent city manager job?
I think everyone knows that Keene will probably be considered sooner than later for the head of Bryan Texas Utilities when that opportunity arises. He has mentioned that time and time again. He is happy to serve the citizens of Bryan in the interim position, but we have not talked to him about taking it in a full-time capacity permanently. I think he's been a utilities guy for 30-something years. I think he would like to probably retire a utilities guy. So we see him probably as a potential head of BTU in the future rather than the permanent city manager. But he came in for about a 9-month span the last time and did a lot of good. Everyone liked Keene. Keene's got a lot of private sector experience and public sector experience. And you mentioned the BTU issue. You know, we've got a lot of healing to go on at City Hall. There's been a lot of issues that have come up over the past few months. It also gives us a chance to work out those differences and to work together as a team. We're one family at the City of Bryan. It's not BTU or the City of Bryan. It's all one big family, and we're all here to help and do right by the citizens.
One of the bones of contention, at least publicly, between David Watkins and BTU was the fact that information was not forthcoming in his view. Don't know that everybody on city council felt like they got enough information. We've had different people in and ask. I believe you are of the camp that you got enough information. Did you get enough information as member of council from BTU?
I received everything that I requested.
Okay. Now you're going to have a number two from BTU becoming the acting city manager. Does that mean that his boss, former boss, if you will, would he not press him for information if council asks for that? I mean, does that put him in a somewhat difficult situation?
Actually, Keene is now Dan's boss. So if you
well,
go
yes.
back to the understanding of the city manager is over all the departments, and so the you know, it goes both ways, but we had no problem with it last time. when we had Keene in that position and did a good job. And, you know, it was all about the city of Bryan and moving Bryan forward. And I do not anticipate any problems this time. It'll be, you know, separately run and moving in the right direction.
Although he's gone, David Watkins has his handprint on a lot of directions where the city has gone in his time as city manager. So now you as council, give us some idea as to what council's desires might be now and how they might we might see a change now that he's no longer the city manager.
Well, we haven't had a chance, Scott, to talk about, you know, I know there's been a lot of mention of, you know, going in a different direction. The direction that the city council is moving in is you know, pro-business, pro-economic development, continuing to upgrade and improve our aging infrastructure, improving the neighborhoods, you know, working through these tough times. But we're definitely taking advantage of the economy and doing as many construction projects as we can for the benefit of the city. We're going to continue working on the image, continue working in the minority neighborhoods. All parts of Bryan will benefit, so I don't see any of that changing. That is still goal number one for the council and priority number one. We've got a lot of wonderful opportunities that we're working on right now at the city of Bryan, and you know, Health Science Center was exciting, and we're happy to have them in our community. We've got some equal to the Health Science Center that we're currently working on. So a lot of things positive working right now in Bryan and in College Station. So and the two cities are actually working on several projects together right now. We are working on the biomedical corridor. We'll be meeting with some potential prospects for that biomedical corridor this week. So, you know, a lot of good going on in Bryan, a lot of good going on in College Station. So we're very fortunate in the tough economic times. I was with the mayor of Sugarland this past weekend at the A&M football game, and he had mentioned that their hotel-motel taxes were down, the occupancy rate was down, sales taxes are down, their property taxes are down, and it's a very vibrant community. Sugarland's very nice. But they're in some tougher times than the city of Bryan or the city of College Station are in right now. Yeah. So we're fortunate that we've got these opportunities, and you know, we'll hope to get past the elections here in November. I know there'll be a brief pause for a while everyone mulls over who to vote for on those ends, but and then back to business as usual with the state and federal government.
So to stay with the city manager for one last situation then. You've talked about qualified applicants here. As one member of council, what is your feeling on an outside search firm to help you with this?
I'm not excited about an outside search firm. We haven't talked about it as a council, as a group. That'll be the next stage that we'll address. As the mayor of Bryan, I'm not going to be pushing for an outside search firm. We've got a lot of qualified candidates here locally that we need to take a look at, and I think the council is very competent to possibly, you know, if we went outside for a candidate, that we can do that on our own without spending $20,000-$30,000 on a search firm. I just don't think it's necessary in this economy.
Other good news, I guess, from everybody's standpoint, pretty much, is that Bavisma, y'all have come to a meeting of the minds. You've signed a contract. Y'all canceled your lawsuit against City College Station, and apparently ready to move forward on that.
It's an unfortunate situation that we had to go to battle over the landfill, and apologize to the taxpayers and ratepayers in Bryan and College Station to endure this over the past year or so. But I am very excited about our relationship with the city of College Station, the relationship with the council members and the mayor. We have a new board in place with Bavisma. We've got a lot of wonderful, that is a wonderful opportunity to have that landfill. And if you haven't had a chance to go out and tour the new facility out in Grimes County at Twin Oaks, it's a state-of-the-art facility. A lot of new technologies are going to be underway out there to extend the life of the landfill. And, you know, we've got a lot of partnerships and a lot of opportunities right now the two cities need to work together on. And with the new leadership in College Station, the new leadership that we have in Bryan, I'm very certain that we'll you'll be hearing a lot of wonderful things coming out that benefit both communities, and hope we never have to get to the situation to where we were with the past circumstances with Bavisma. But it was an exciting day, And, you know, even had a group picture. I think everyone missed that, but haven't gone back to see if everyone was smiling in the picture. But it was a group picture, and like I said, want to thank the staff that were involved also. It was a lot of time, a lot of energy, and we've got a lot of good people that are doing right by the citizens and trying to make everything right and positive.
Now, kind of a nuts and bolts thing, and not necessarily under your purview, but if you can enlighten us a little bit, you know, for as long as I can remember, for the 50 years I've lived here, I could haul stuff to the landfill, because it used to be out on Milliken Road and then the one here, and if I had construction stuff that I wanted to dump or whatever, I could do that. Now that's going to be a little bit farther drive. Is there some sort of a situation, a dropping point that we're going to have so that if people want to go ahead and deposit in the landfill themselves, they won't have to drive to Grimes County?
We haven't addressed that. If you haven't been to the new landfill, it's only a hop and a skip from Pebble Creek. So
okay.
It's actually pretty close.
Okay.
I mean, just a few miles further south from the Rock Prairie landfill. And a lot less, fewer lights and fewer traffic at this point. We're currently expanding Highway 30 there in front of the landfill. That's a project that we're working on with TxDOT. So there won't be any traffic congestion there. But they will have personal type dump sites are available where it'll keep you out of the main cell areas, but you can pull your truck and trailers up to these areas and dump it over the side there. And then we're looking at some recycling centers on site that we're considering. We toured Brazos Valley Recyclers this week, and you know, with Texas Commercial Waste, Brazos Valley Recyclers, and some of the other companies in town, they've got some technologies, Terrebonne. You know, they're using the trash for fuel right now. So a lot of exciting technologies going on that we will be exploring for the benefit of Bavisma. But nice landfill. We'll be closing down the current landfill here in the very near future, possibly about the end of this year, and working through the closure process. The plans for Rock Prairie landfill are to work with the city of College Station and making that a park out there, so that'll be a benefit to the citizens. So we're very excited with the opportunity there. It is a big business, and it's an important service for our citizens. And in doing so, we'll try to keep the tipping fees very affordable and very competitive.
Yeah, it's a major step. Okay, anything else on your radar screen?
Well, a couple things. Wanted to mention that First Friday's coming up in October. October 1st is First Friday. You know, the weather's been incredible the last First Friday, so we've got some of the best months coming forward here we're hoping people will partake in First Friday. The LaSalle Hotel is going to be offering some packages and some specials. So if you want to make it a date night and,
stay downtown.
Your spouse or significant other out. Yeah. You can stay downtown and stay in the newly renovated LaSalle Hotel. Mm-hmm. Don't read what you hear about the trains. I've stayed there in the last 6 months.
Okay.
It's not a bother. It's very nice and it's very affordable.
Excellent. All right. Very good. Thank you, man. I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Scott.
That's Jason Bianski. He's the Mayor of Bryan. We visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. Brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, now Eulane Lighting Center.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is celebrating the football season with a fall wood blowout. I'm Chuck Morrow, inviting you to come to our store at Old Welburn Road and Rock Prairie and ask for hardwood starting as low as $1.99 a square foot.
I'm Suzanne Morrow. Get ready for your weekend guests by visiting our staff about your flooring needs for your home or your business. And don't forget, the Aggieland Lighting Center is right next door.
At Carpet Outlet, you won't find a better selection, and you can't find a better price.
And that's a promise.
Texas A&M and Florida International on the field at Kyle this coming Saturday night, 6 o'clock kick time. For tickets this week, go to AggieAthletics.com, click on tickets, or you can call the AT&T Wireless toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Aggie Report each day at this time brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. On the program today, we have quarterback Gerard Johnson. That coming up after this. Aggie football season moves to game number 3 this Saturday when A&M entertains Florida International at Kyle Field. Kick time, 6 o'clock. Come early, enjoy the fan zone, which opens 3.5 hours before kickoff. Support the team through the Spirit Walk at 3:45. Kids yell with the Aggie leaders at 3:30. The core march in, pregame practice, and then the 6 o'clock kickoff. Tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Click on tickets. Kyle Field, experience the spirit. Jerod Johnson now has four games in a row, last two of last year, first two of this year, 300-plus yards, first time in his career. An evaluation of how the team played over the weekend against Louisiana Tech.
I think we played okay. We still can be a little bit more together on a couple plays, but we knew going into this game they were going to try to challenge our receivers and play some man coverage, so we knew there'd be some big play opportunities. And our guys caught the ball great. You know, we had the kind of desperation heat for going at the end of the second quarter, and then Jeff played well, kind of going up and get those jump balls as well. So we knew we'd get some one-on-one matchups, and we liked our chances with our receivers, and we capitalized on most of them.
A&M quarterback Jerod Johnson, what's it going to take before you feel like this offense is really clicking? What's got to happen as far as you're concerned?
I think it would just us be fluid in a sense that we score every time we have it. You know, so we're almost 80% on third down. I think we definitely are capable of doing that. I just think no turnovers and, just lots of positive plays and just gashes, whether it's running the ball or throwing the ball, just kind of positive plays, kind of a series of those, and not kind of the three good plays and three bad plays. You know, just kind of get that fluid game going. I think we're capable of doing that, but I think we're close to getting there.
Texas A&M quarterback Jerod Johnson. A&M and FIU at Kyle Field Saturday night. Meanwhile, there's volleyball tomorrow night at Reed Arena. It's the State Farm Lone Star Showdown. Texas A&M and Texas go at it. Volleyball on the court at Reed tomorrow night. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
You know how I love bragging about things over at Texas A&M that do not have to do with athletics, which you read about on the front pages all the time, but these are things that you might not read about or hear about otherwise. Now, you did hear about this because we talked about it on WTAW just earlier this week, I think, but it's worth mentioning again. It was the front page of the Wall Street Journal on Monday, where Texas A&M was ranked second in the nation, among large U.S. companies, nonprofits, and governmental agencies who rated schools on the basis of whose graduates were best prepared and most able to succeed. This is a great honor. A&M was only headed up by Penn State in this study that reported on its front page on Monday. Now, the study revealed that top public institutions were generally favored over the Ivy League or the private schools when big employers are looking for recent graduates to fill entry-level positions. 19 of the largest state universities dominated the paper's top 25 list, and like we said, Texas A&M was number 2. Now, according to the writer of the article, Jennifer Merritt, she said, the journal research represents a systematic effort to assess colleges by surveying employers' recruiters who decide where to seek out new hires. Instead of relying on such measures as student test scores, college admission rates, or graduate starting salaries. Now that makes sense. She said in the article that the recruiters' perceptions matter all the more given that the employers today are visiting fewer schools because of the weak economy. Now, among the other schools in the top 10 on the Wall Street Journal list, of course, Penn State was 1, Texas A&M 2, Illinois, Purdue, Arizona State, Michigan, Georgia Tech, Maryland, University of Florida, Carnegie Mellon University. You may have noticed there that Texas A&M was the only school that's a member of the Big 12 that was in that top 10 list. So big congratulations to Texas A&M for ranking second in the study of this nation. Its graduates are highly sought after because they are the best prepared and deemed the most able to succeed, ranked number 2 in the nation. Hey, also congratulations. The American College of Veterinary Pathologists have bestowed an honorary membership to Dr. Roy Poole. He's the Director of Surgical Pathology Service and Director of Osteopathology Specialty Service at the Texas A&M College of Veterinary Medicine and Biomedical Sciences. This award is only given to a select few individuals, and it'll be given to Poole for his many important contributions to his professional discipline over more than 40 years in his career as a veterinary musculoskeletal pathologist. And will be presented that award at their annual meeting on November the 2nd. Over the years, Poole has contributed a great deal of understanding of the causes and pathological diagnosis of musculoskeletal diseases in domestic animals. So congratulations to Dr. Roy Poole. That's just a couple of things that are going on at Texas A&M that you might not otherwise read about, see about, or hear about, and you will on Bravo Brazos Valley. brought to you by Meese and Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese and Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese and Associates, an involved community partner. Meese and Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time is 8:33, 86 degrees right now at the studios. High today about 95. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this final news update for the morning. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The former executive director of a Bryan church-based nonprofit assisting the disabled is now accused of misusing her former employer's credit cards. 45-year-old Shannon Seal worked at Mosaic of Southeast Texas. According to court records, Seal filed paperwork stating she used two credit cards to pay for electric bills at a home owned by Mosaic that was occupied by developmentally disabled residents. Seal later told investigators she actually used those cards to pay almost $2,100 in BTU bills for her own home. The College Station School District is implementing a new notification system for parents. CSISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says the messenger system will relay information, our emergency information, that is, by phone and email.
And this is something that we can use in emergency situations to quickly notify a bunch of folks. Maybe last week would have been a good time when we had a tornado warning coming right through the middle of our district. And it's something we're really excited about, yet another way for us to communicate more effectively with our community.
In the future, parents of College Station students will also be able to receive text messages. Apprehension and skepticism a year ago by Bryan School District teachers and administrators turned into success stories. That was the report at this week's Board of Trustees meeting following the first year of hiring a full-time person at each of Bryan's middle schools to work with 25 students with behavioral issues. Federal economic stimulus money picked up the $300,000 cost for the two-year program. Board President Pat Shields was asked what happens to the program next year.
I think one thing about this district for sure is that we're data-driven. We're going to look at a lot of the data and see, and I know they showed a lot of slides tonight that showed, you know, increases in test scores, decreases in disciplinary referrals, and, you know, we'll weigh the cost of the program and see where we are, because really with them, we're just with one full-time employee extra at the four campuses, if I remember correctly.
The board decided to try the in-school program over creating a separate campus to address middle school students with disciplinary issues. If your driving takes you along Briarcrest from Bryan High School to the freeway, be prepared for some snags starting today. TxDOT says BTU is removing electric lines starting today and continuing through Sunday. Between today and Sunday, there will be a variety of lane closures on Briarcrest. Southbound frontage road on the freeway will be closed today through Friday at intermittent times. The northbound frontage road will be closed on Saturday, and the freeway at Briarcrest will be closed on Sunday. TxDOT's announced also an open house next Tuesday for those wanting to learn more about an overpass that will be built on West Villa Maria over Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Between 5 and 7 p.m. next Tuesday, you'll have the opportunity to come and go and visit with TxDOT planners and designers. There'll be no formal presentation. Again, it's a come-and-go meeting next Tuesday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Bryan VFW Hall on Harvey Mitchell Parkway. WTAW News Time is 8:36, 82 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Allen Honda. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Let's face it, working out can be healthy, rewarding, and beneficial. Working out can be lots of things, but for some people, working out is not known for being a fun, exhilarating experience. Until now. Aerofit Health and Fitness Centers wants you to know that they offer the most fun and exciting exercise classes around. Try one of our popular Zumba classes. Zumba exercise classes fuse hypnotic Latin rhythms and easy-to-follow moves to create a one-of-a-kind fitness program that will blow you away. Aerofit also offers boot camps with the latest in group fitness. These boot camps offer you core exercises that are fun and interactive fitness experiences. And if you like to make a splash, then try out one of Aerofit's deep water group exercise classes. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but Aerofit. So don't settle for the same old gym routine during your workout. Check out all the many fun exercise options Aerofit has to offer. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Start today and your body will thank you later.
If you're being bugged by bugs and other pests, call Professional Pest Control. They're locally owned by Bubba Rosencrantz and have been serving the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties since 1987. And they'll be happy to rid your life of termites, rodents, ants, roaches, silverfish, spiders, and scorpions. Pretty much anything that bugs you. Monthly and quarterly service is available, and estimates are free at the state-certified Professional Pest Control. Professional Pest Control, for the home and business owner. Call 779-3326.
Breaking the rules is nothing new for the BMW 3 Series. That's what made it an icon and put it on the Car and Driver 10 Best list for an unprecedented 19 years in a row. So now the 3 Series is breaking rules again with an exceptional offer of no down payment required. That means no security deposit either. Just take the wheel of your 3 Series, sedan, coupe, or convertible, and make your first month's payment. Or if you'd prefer, take advantage of exceptional 0.9% financing. It's up to you. Either way, it's a rare chance to drive this ultimate driving machine. And remember, you'll be covered by BMW no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands over other brands, according to Edmunds.com. So come test drive the rule-breaking 3 Series today at a BMW center near you.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hey, let's check some weather brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they get a welcome basket full of information on businesses. Be an early bird. Get there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Temperatures will remain warm into tomorrow. We'll cool off a little bit by the time we get to Friday, however. Lots of sunshine. We're going to be 90 to 95 through the afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Thursday, partial sun, chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs on Thursday, 90 to 95. Thursday night will be partly cloudy with a low of 75. For Friday, sunshine, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs on Friday near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And again, you know, with the low humidities, it's not been bad. I mean, this morning was okay. And I'm not saying that that's wonderful. And I guess we could probably use, maybe some more rain. But nonetheless, pretty nice this morning. How about that Jason Bianski breaking the story for us, huh? Pretty good. Keene Register is the is now the interim city manager for the city of Bryan.
He's done that before.
He has. So, but anyway, we had that here this morning.
He was that dude. He served there for about
nine
a year.
Nine months?
I thought it was.
Yep. So we'll see how all that goes. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't finish the story about fat people, about, you know, not being able to fit in the seats. And I did get a caller afterwards saying, here's what they ought to do. They ought to take one of those web-seated lawn chairs, you know, and just put that right there, and it's the proper width. And you sit down. And when you sit down, if you stand up and the chair's not on the ground, then you can't get in the ride, which I think, you know, would probably fit pretty well. National Center for Health Statistics report that Americans, U.S. Americans, about 25 pounds heavier now than they were in 1960, and 65% are considered overweight. Many larger people finding it tough to squeeze into the seats at theme parks across U.S. America. One woman gave the account of her embarrassment when she couldn't fit in a seat on the roller coaster at Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio. She had the same problem trying to ride a coaster at Busch Gardens in Williamsburg. That's when, guess what?
What?
She decided to go on a diet and lose weight.
Now she's just gone overboard.
See,
that's just taking it too far.
Man, I mean, that's pretty amazing that she actually went ahead and changed her lifestyle based on that circumstance.
Don't be asking me to do that.
Yeah, no.
I'm a U.S. American.
Yeah. Hey, I got another story on amusement parks in just a minute. Did you see the Delta Airlines pilot was arrested yesterday?
Oh yeah, for boozing it up, right?
Being like drunk
in public,
drunk and stupor.
He was preparing to fly from Amsterdam to Newark Liberty International Airport outside of New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a cop. Shut up!
You don't think that he might have dozed off in that flight? That's a pretty long flight. But nonetheless, yeah. And again,
Good things never happen when you choose to do something stupid.
Yeah, that's very nice.
I think I found that in the fortune cookie one time.
I'm going to etch that on my back porch.
Go for it.
My, my thought is...
You run the risk of being besmirched, so you can tag it with that.
That's right.
There you go.
And if I etch on my back porch, that's when the homeowners associate.
That's right.
Yeah. You know. Okay, so
talk about being besmirched.
Yeah. He was caught, which again tells me there have probably been circumstances when pilots were not caught. Which
you think
is bothersome as well?
You know, the term Mile High Club came from somewhere, Scott.
Okay.
As far as things about not getting caught in a plane.
That's
right.
Come on. The theme park trade publication Amusement Today. You think they have cotton candy machine ads in there or something like that?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. They have named Cedar Point Amusement Park that we mentioned just a minute ago in Sandusky, Ohio, as the best amusement park for the 13th straight year.
It's supposed to have the best coasters, bar none.
That's it. The roller coaster capital of the world holds the world record for the most roller coasters in a single amusement park with 17. And the only amusement park with four coasters taller than 200 feet. One of these, the 300-foot Millennium Force Coaster, won Amusement Today's award for the best steel coaster. A top speed, you ready? 93 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Because I'm telling you, when you're in a roller coaster going 60, you know, that's enough to almost blow your teeth out of your head.
But I would ride that
anytime.
In 10
Listen
seconds.
To Listen to him. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, it's about the drunk pilot. Keep in mind, if I heard the story right, Amsterdam's qualification for being drunk is 0.02. And I know they may have a zero tolerance for drinking, but it was not 0.08 or 0.01 like here in Texas.
I understand. Thank you. Okay. So
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Not flying.
Still don't want to do that.
Nope.
Huh? Don't want to play.
Yeah. No point here, a point there. You know.
No reason that you would want to in any way kind of mitigate the situation.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I gotta say no dice on that.
When I'm flying there, I do want him to be paying attention. Again, don't want him nodding off at a point.
Well, look at it this way. All right. Would you want to know that the bus driver that is going to take your child somewhere?
Yeah.
Had just had one beer before they left.
I understand. Yep.
You know, at some point, perception is reality. If you smell drunk, you are drunk.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, it's the old adage of, if I trip and fall and nothing is in my hands, I'm clumsy. If I trip and fall with a drink in my hands, I'm a drunk. Mm.
That's right. Very true. Just best to not put yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
Continuing, best water park, Schlitterbahn in New Braunfels, Texas.
Yeah. Suck it, Hurricane Harbor.
How about that?
So imagine if we had...
Speaking of?
Yeah. Hello?
Scott, speaking of?
How would you like if your neurosurgeon had 0.02?
Yeah.
Speaking of, Scott?
Yeah.
As long as the anesthesiologist is sharing the good stuff.
Really. Hey, take a hit off of this, see what you think, man. So what if we had tickets to Schlitterbahn to
good.
Give away?
I threw that one at you.
Yeah, that'd be
You're going to hit it out of the park, aren't you?
Yep. Built along the Comal River, of course, Schlitterbahn Water Park Resort, whose name translates loosely into Slippery Road, has won the Best Water Park Award every year since 1998. Park was opened in 1979. Of course, they have two others. They have one in Kansas as well. Did you know this?
I think I did know that.
And, of course, it's a privately held company.
Right.
This is
family run.
Yeah, that's right. So there you go. So good for them.
Well.
Hello?
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 Hey.
What's going on?
I need some free tickets, man.
Do you?
You do.
Well, man, I tell you. I got some
free tickets.
Got
there.
Some free tickets here for Schlitterbahn that have to be used this weekend. You good for that?
Man, you know I am.
Dang, there you go. Got four of them.
I need to.
What?
The tickets say.
Yeah.
They say right here on the ticket. Valid through September the 18th. I don't know why it doesn't include the 19th, which is Sunday, but it says through the 18th. So you're saying this weekend, but according to the ticket, it means Saturday.
You good with that?
Yes, sir.
Who are you?
Good on Saturday.
My name's Chris.
Chris who?
Cox.
Chris Cox. All right, Chris, come by here. We got four for you, buddy.
You bet you
will. All right. See you, man.
Chris Cox with a C.
It's still going to be kind of warm this weekend, obviously, so it should be
I'm trying to go to their website to find out, are they still open during the week also.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, in case Chris wanted to go on, say,
How
Friday.
How many tickets we got left?
Huh?
How many tickets we got left?
Huh? We got some.
Some.
Well, you can give away four more at least a couple more times.
Could I?
And then I'll recount.
Really?
Yeah.
So I could give away four more tickets to Schlitterbahn this weekend if somebody called in right now. at 695-1620. If they called in right now, then they could get tickets.
If they did.
Yeah. Best shows, Dollywood in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Well, yeah, because Dolly's awesome.
That's it. She became co-owner of the small railroad-themed tourist attraction in Pigeon Forge. She renamed it Dollywood, and over the next quarter century, doubled its size. Today, the park draws 2.5 million people every year.
Yeah, Dolly would hurt herself if she fell off her bike.
Yes, she would.
Yeah, for other reasons.
Hello!
Hello, fellas. Appreciate it.
Okay, fine. What are you appreciating?
Hopefully those tickets.
Oh, that's
presumptuous.
That would be the presumptive appreciation.
I thought it was just getting your morning off to a rosy start.
Yeah, with us. But I don't know Rosie.
Rosie Stark?
Rosie
you don't
Stark.
Know her?
Yeah. Who's this?
It's John.
John who?
Abney, A-B-N-E-Y.
What do you do, John?
I'm your FedEx freight driver.
Oh, good for you.
Well,
keep doing that.
Thanks for not breaking our packages.
Yeah, that's a good thing. John, I got four tickets.
Yeah. Sorry about our elevator, John.
Have you already made your delivery today to Crystal Park Plaza?
I don't see one yet.
Oh, dang. Well, all right. Well, anyway, come by here. We got tickets. They're good through Saturday, okay?
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, see you later.
Thanks,
bye.
John. Yeah, you could have made him mad and said, that's all right, we'll mail them to you.
Yeah. What's going on?
Am I late?
I don't know.
You have to be somewhere by 8:45? Because if so, yes, you are.
Yeah.
No, I just need a couple of Schlitterbahn tickets.
Oh, well, we got a couple of Schlitterbahn tickets. Yeah, we can help you with that. Who's this?
Roger.
Roger who?
Payton.
Roger Payton. All right, Roger.
Roger Payton.
P-A-T-T-O-N?
P-A-D-O-N.
Oh, P-A-D-O.
P-A-D-O.
Payton.
Payton. Got it. All
and
right,
I got
Roger.
Two tickets for Roger.
Got it. Done.
Now,
right.
Scott,
yes.
Before you
hang on.
Get all out of control.
All
here,
right.
I got four
control.
Left.
You got four left.
I got four
Hi
left.
There. How are you?
Hi.
You doing all right today?
Yes, sir.
Now, here's my dilemma. This is going to be kind of a test for you because I have four tickets left. And I have another caller on the line.
Uh-oh.
So do you think you could handle two and I could give two to the next caller?
I guess so. We'll get one more. Yeah.
There you go. Right. What a nice
person. Wait a second. I lied.
Wait a minute. What?
No, okay. I think I lied for the good.
All right, good.
We just gave two to Roger.
Yeah, we did.
Is that correct?
That's correct. Sounds
I'm
like this lady
so
needs
confused.
Three.
Okay.
Okay.
I just gave two to Roger.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, no, we
It's really
actually,
just a matter of two piles.
No, I
think
know,
about.
I know.
I'm glad he's not a blackjack dealer.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. Boy, our casino would be hemorrhaging money.
Actually, at this point, right now, I've actually got six tickets left.
All right, so three for you. How's that?
That would be great.
All right, what's your name?
Beth Thomas.
Beth Thomas. Got it, Beth. You know where we're located?
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks. Hi there. Do you need three tickets to Schlitterbahn?
I sure would like to have a couple of them tickets to Schlitterbahn.
Well, I'll give you three of them. How's that? You could make a friend in the parking lot if you only need two.
I bet we can do that.
Okay. Who's this?
Ryan Skinner.
Brian?
Ryan.
R-Y-A-N. Ryan Skinner.
My stapler's working overtime.
It's done.
There.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it. All right, we gave
was
him
it all
Brian?
Brian.
Ryan is Ryan.
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 Skinner.
So how many tickets did we just give away? I mean, think about it. Sorry, we'll go to a break. You don't have
I'm
to
just
do it
stapling.
Right now.
I ain't counting.
Legendary Texas A&M head coach Jackie Sherrill will be at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. to visit, take pictures, and sign autographs. Coach Sherrill will also have his book available for purchase, with the proceeds going to Texas A&M scholarships. Come to Montelongo's before the game to meet Coach Sherrill and to view the showcase of Montelongo's collegiate jewel line of Aggie jewelry. This exclusive line of Aggie jewelry is made in beautiful sterling silver, spirited maroon enameling, and semi-precious gemstones. You can view all of the pieces already displayed in Montelongo's showroom, or you can also go online to collegiatejewel.com. Montelongo's Fine Jewelry, 401 University Drive East, the place to be this Saturday before the game, as we get ready to beat the hell out of Florida International University, and for your chance to meet, shake hands, get an autograph, and discuss Aggie football with the one and only former Texas A&M head coach, Jackie Sherrill, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. For more information, visit Montelongo's.com or call 979-691-2019.
Hi, Tom Turbeville here, and while maybe it hasn't been quite as hot as last summer, it's still mighty hot out there. And just like last year, keeping hydrated and keeping healthy, it's a big deal for all of us. The health benefits of drinking plenty of water are well known year-round, but especially when you spend any time outdoors in this 90-plus temperature heat. So that's where my friends over at Culligan have come to my family's rescue for about 16 years now. You see, I have this endless supply of pure, great-tasting, filtered drinking water right at the flip of a spigot at my kitchen sink. don't ever have to mess with the big bottles or go into those vending machines to fill them up. And I get all of this for less than a dollar a day. You need to check them out because it's going to stay hot for a while and you need to stay healthy and hydrated. So do it the way I do it, with Culligan's help. Call them at 846-0000 or visit them online at bcsculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Hey, it's 8 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAWs. How many tickets did we give away?
We gave away 16 tickets. And you know what?
Huh?
Me, the accountant genius that I am.
Yeah.
I got two left.
Whew, I thought you were going to say you had one. We gave away too many.
I got two left.
I got two left. Okay.
By the way, yeah. they are not open during the week.
I checked that out.
These tickets that we've given away are good actually on Saturday only, the 18th of September.
Yeah, so that's what you got to do. So
Yeah, and I've got two left.
Do you?
And that's for real. That's all I've got left.
And then you have nothing left, right?
Actually, I've got two Galvestons here that are good to the 19th, Saturday and Sunday.
You're killing me. You're just killing me.
Why? Because we're generous?
You know, because I had a guy who needed Galveston tickets. I told him we didn't have any.
Well, you lied.
I don't know what I can do about that.
You could
go to Galveston and pay for his way in.
I could do that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You want some tickets?
Yeah.
All right, good.
You want Galveston or New Braunfels?
No, yeah,
I'm guessing
Galveston.
He wants Galveston.
Yeah. You want Galveston?
Galveston.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Oh, you do? I happen to have two for Galveston.
Okay. Who's this?
Hey, is this on the 19th, this weekend?
Actually, yeah, for the Galveston tickets, you can go Saturday or Sunday, the 18th or the
19th. Y'all don't have to give them away. I'll be gone this weekend. You've got another chance. I appreciate it.
Sorry. Right,
dove hunting. Good.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
Yeah, we were building a house about now years ago. And the contractor said, well, yeah, we'll try, but, I mean, you know, we got a hunting season coming up.
first week of dove season.
Hang on.
Yeah.
You need a couple of tickets?
Yes, I do.
You want to go to Galveston or New Braunfels?
New Braunfels.
All right.
New Braunfels. Now, that's Saturday only.
That's fine.
What's your name?
Doug Reyna, R-E-Y-N-A.
Got it, Doug. Thank you, buddy. See you later.
Okay, now I got those two for Galveston that are Saturday or Sunday if anybody wants.
You want to go to Galveston?
We're easy.
I'd rather go to New Braunfels.
Yeah, no, I ain't got that left. I got Saturday and Sunday in Galveston. You want it? I mean, if not, it doesn't. We did the best we could.
No skin off our nose.
Yeah.
Thanks anyway.
All right.
Yeah, it's okay.
Later.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right. I got those spoken for then.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
The Galvestons?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then,
a guy,
we're not going to get
a guy I owe something to needs those.
Uh-huh. Oh, you do?
Right.
Well,
right. Sounds like Scott had to get some plumbing work done.
No, not true. Not true. Anyway.
Hey, can I plug something real quick?
What is it?
We mentioned
it's not another radio station.
Well, actually, it is, but that's okay. We're in partnership with them. I mentioned this in the early sportscast, but let's do it again. It's 96.9 KACB. And we're going to be putting the Rudder Rangers on the radio. Heretofore, they have been available on the internet and HD3. But the Rudder Ranger games, except for two of them, will be on KACB FM 96.9. That's Aggie Catholic Broadcasting. The two games that they won't be on, they're actually going to be on our other broadcast stations, like this Friday when Rudder will be here on 1620. And instead, St. Joseph High School Eagles, we're going to broadcast their game on 96.9 KACB FM this Friday against Brazos Christian. And then we'll also
ooh,
be
the Holy War.
You bet. And then we'll also be doing the
Can't we call it that?
We'll also be doing the St. Joseph High School football game against Sacred Heart on October the 8th, live on the radio on KACB FM 96.9 with our friend Carla Rusco doing the play-by-play. So just wanted to mention that. That's a neat deal.
Okay.
And Rudder will be on that station all except two weekends.
I'm not trying to be insensitive.
No, I know you are. You know.
Brazos Christian and St. Joseph.
St.
Michael's doesn't have a football team.
It's a match made in heaven.
Hey, Brazos Valley, this is Jason Toll, sales consultant with Allen Honda. With the school year just kicking off, Honda has really stepped up to the plate with low lease payments. Lease a 2010 Civic VP with zero money down, zero security deposit, zero acquisition fee, and zero first monthly payment. That's right, Brazos Valley, zero first monthly payment for $199 per month, or lease a 2010 Accord LX for $249 per month with zero due at signing. Mention this ad to me, Jason Toll, and receive 2-year free maintenance on your new purchase or lease. And always remember, Allen's got your Honda.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, I'm always talking about how you'll find a world of treasures at Half Price Books. A constantly changing selection of new and used books, music, movies, and more because they buy from their neighbors every day. Always new surprises for the whole family. It's why Jenny, the kids, and I are always dropping in. So it comes as no surprise that I get great stories on my page at hpb.com. This one from Daniel pretty much sums it up. You go in and bam, it's all in your face. Books galore, music, movies, and other random stuff you find here and there. And I love the records. Good stuff, great price. I couldn't have said it better. So go to halfpricebooks.com, click on my page, and send me your favorite story. I'll send you a little something to make your next trip to Half Price Books even more fun. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. On South Texas Avenue next to Kroger. And I hope to hear from you real soon.
Hey, a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm just saying, we gave away $800 worth of tickets.
Now. Wow.
I mean, it was a bunch.
Not bad. All right, so here we go. A 33-year-old University of Delaware graduate student won $77,000 on Jeopardy yesterday.
Well, fighting blue hens.
There you go. It'd be the show's highest one-day total ever. The record previously held by, you know, what's his
name?
By
Jennings.
$75,000.
Roger Craig.
Yep, that's him.
Oh, I loved him when he was with the 49ers.
I was going to say, he did a great job. He really did. A chef in England has unveiled the world's most expensive cheese sandwich.
Why?
$170 creation from Chef Martin Boulnous. Uses cheddar blended with expensive white truffles. It's dressed with 100-year-old balsamic vinegar, and a sourdough bread is sprinkled with powdered gold dust.
I thought you were going to say 100-year-old mayonnaise.
The gourmet dish, main attraction at a cheese show in England. Again, it's a cheese sandwich. All right, on this date in history.
Go slow because you stole my entertainment story, getting it out of them. That's okay.
Alexander Fleming reported discovering the bacteria-killing compound later known as penicillin in 1928.
We're real happy about that.
The Lone Ranger premiered on ABC with Clayton Moore and Jay Silverheels in 1949.
Uh-huh. And years later, Jay Thomas would tell a hilarious
story. He would. He'd tell a great story. If you ever get to see it, just go Google it, okay? Jay Thomas and David Letterman.
There you go.
Green Acres made its television debut, and we thought we'd hit our lowest common denominator. We were wrong. And finally, in 1982, Gannett decided they'd try this thing called USA Today.
Yeah, and it worked.
Lead story was an auto accident that killed Princess Grace of Monaco. Yeah. Mm.